is on. The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and Celine.
It's the news junkie for a Thursday, November 16, 2017. Lots to get to today. From Charles Manson on his deathbed to jail time for a bumper sticker and taking drugs in church. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Good morning.
Hello, C-Lab.
Hello.
A lot to talk about. I was just talking with Carlos from the Monsters. And we talk about this story breaks this morning about some rapper named Lil Peep that died.
Oh, no, and not Lil Peep.
I was telling him, I was like, this is one of those stories that makes me feel like, even though I try to stay as plugged in as I can, I try to watch all the stuff that's happening, what's catching on, what's selling, and every different avenue of entertainment that you can. Then stuff like this happens. I go, Lil Peep? Who the hell is Lil Peep?
Lil Peep, dude.
You don't know Lil Peep?
I know Lil Peep.
What's your favorite song?
All of them, really.
You like them all the same?
Yeah, and I can't name song titles, so that's not really fair.
I went and I searched, and I'm like, who the hell is Lil Peep?
He's never going to get to become Big Peep.
No, he's not. He's done. He's dead, overdosed. And I look at his video that he released a couple of months ago. There's like 4 million views on it. And this somehow has become a thing without me even knowing it's a thing.
That happened, Sean.
And then I listen to his song and I go, ooh.
And
I
mean, that's why.
This? You guys heard this? This is Lil Peep. Rest in pieces or peace or whatever.
Rest in peeps.
Rest in peeps. There you go. I mean, sounds like Good Charlotte or something to me.
He's interesting.
But he's dead now.
Wait, he's not a rapper?
No, I don't. Maybe there's
a rapper.
Wait. His name starts with Lil.
Yeah.
And he's not rapping.
I think he raps somewhere, but maybe not in that particular song.
He was young.
And then I saw some video on Media Takeout, and it's like his brother on the tour bus. And I think it's real. And his brother goes, hey, I heard peeps in the back of the tour bus doing push-ups. And he goes back there, and you see Lil Peep dead. And he's like, oh, man. And then he does another video. He's like, man, I'm not doing this no more. My brother's dead now. And I'm going, why did you post that on social media? Like, you went back there. If it's real, both of you look at that if you can. On Media Takeout, you'll see the story I'm talking about. And he goes back there to the back of the tour bus in this world that I didn't know, even though I'm trying to follow all these things. And he discovers him, and you see him dead, like, you know, just all wretched out.
They're saying it was a live stream.
Was it? Okay, well, that would make sense on why it was posted then.
Did you see popular Caucasian rapper Lil Peep died?
Is that what they said on Media Takeout?
Caucasian in all caps.
Always the best headlines over there, but the stuff that's on social media, even the death of Lil
Facebook,
Peep, there it is.
Instagram, Twitter,
I see that stuff and I go, good God. I mean, I guess half his music is about doing drugs and popping pills and all that stuff. But then he's dead now. His brother filmed it and good God.
Weird.
And then I almost discovered two dead bodies yesterday after the show.
I'm sorry.
It was very weird and I don't know what is wrong with me. I almost got excited a little bit. I don't know.
Oh, that video of Peep is creepy.
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
It's a little creepy.
So that kind of look, you know how he looks all kind of dead, passed out, overdosed?
Yeah.
When Muffin Lady was leaving to go to the gym after I got home.
She overdosed?
She did not overdose, thank God.
Gosh, you're scaring me.
She sent a text and she goes, I think I just saw two dead people in a car and I didn't stop. Is that bad? And I go, all right, you want me to check on them? And so I go down in the elevator.
Let me grab my mobile recording.
I wasn't going to record it or anything, but I was like,
he was going to record now. I'm getting in the elevator. I'm going through the garage.
Stab stairs.
Time to get the pedal to the metal.
Shut up. And so I go down there, and I'm like, what car is it?
Out of the studio.
She tells me what car it is, and I go over, and it's just two people sleeping in the car. But she thought that they were heroin out. And then I got up there. I'm at the car, and I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. We're just taking a nap. And I go, what was I going to do if they were dead? I don't know what my plan was or my agenda.
You guys all right?
I don't know what I would have done. I guess I could have live streamed it like Lil Peep's brother. Or
it could have been on Media Takeout.
It could have been.
Caucasian radio guy finds two dead people.
Peep's manager, Chase Ortega, broke the bad news.
I've been expecting this call for a year. Mother F.
Jesus.
Wow. For a year, you've been expecting any day now, Peep's going to die.
It's so weird. He starts it off, he's like, Peep's back there doing push-ups. Uh-huh. And like, the guy probably went back there, like, not hearing anything. He's just probably taking a little sleep.
Yeah, but when you see him, he's definitely dead.
Super dead.
The video, he's like, oh, I mean, he's dead and maybe dead for a while, kind of dead. But the kid, you know, you make videos, and I guess he's a kid, he's young. You make videos where you're just dumping pills in your mouth. Eventually, that's going to come back and kill you like it did. I think we've all had friends growing up that went through the same damn thing. Speaking of killing, in the city of Tampa, they continue to be gripped by where, who, what, why, and how when it comes to the serial killer who is loose in the city. And some eerie footage from the fourth killing. And it shows a person walking away who looks exactly like the person from that other footage
We
watched with a hoodie and sort of that little fast-paced walk going on. Huh. Exact same thing. It's got to be the same person. And they were in that neighborhood. They think that's their guy, but it's so blurry. And I've said this a million times. Why can we not get some better security cameras in places?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, even if they got the old iPhone and put it, strapped it to the light post, it'd have a
better than that. You look at this and you go, what the hell is this? And these cameras are not expensive, but every time they show them, every time I see that we went to the gas station or we got the city camera and here's the footage, and it's the most blurry thing you've ever seen. Like a webcam from the 90s or something has filmed this stuff. And now they can't get a real good zoom in look at what this guy looked like, but they believe it's the same person who was on the other video. This hooded black guy, about 6 foot tall. And really, that is about all they know. They had some additional details yesterday. Let's hear.
You recall the three previous murders were done in the evening. And yesterday morning, Mr. Felton was shot at 4:51 in the morning. After we received the call of Mr. Felton's death, we responded to the scene within minutes, and we were discovered a few witnesses who were able to give us a description of a black male, tall, thin, wearing all black, who fled northeast from the area. We formed a perimeter. It was about 8 blocks wide.
Didn't get him, though.
We asked residents to sit tight and wait indoors while we searched the area. If you recall, this was the video. Notice the hoodie or rain jacket. Notice the gait and how they're walking, the phone flip, and how they're nonchalantly just walking. You see it here? It now looks a little bit of a color, darker color jacket.
Same thing, though.
Same individual. We originally called him someone we wanted to talk to. It went to a person of interest. Today, we're going to call the same individual a suspect.
Yeah, they believe they have the suspect in that case, but unfortunately not a lot more than that. And if you're sitting there in Tampa going, okay, don't want to see anybody with a hoodie around this time of night, I guess when buses are in your proximity, because that seems to be a thing with a bunch of these shootings. A lot of people still scared over there as they find out exactly what's next and what happens. Hopefully they get some more leads. I also saw a lot of people complaining yesterday. Either you have AT&T for your cell phone.
I do.
I do.
Did you guys have issues yesterday?
As far as what?
They said there was a huge cellular outage for AT&T.
What time?
I think around 6 o'clock yesterday. Nah. And they were saying maybe you guys didn't notice it, because honestly you had to make or take a call to notice it. Everything else I think would work, and I don't know how many people even do that anymore. I mean, sure, you're making calls or you're getting calls every once in a while, but if they said, hey, texting is down, you would notice that a lot quicker, I think.
I want to say that I would, but you know, if I had an issue with my phone yesterday with a connection, I would immediately blame, I don't know, the app or the phone or the iOS system that hasn't been updated yet. Mm-hmm. I would never think that it's actual cell towers.
Yeah. Well, if you're having that problem and you have one of these AT&T wireless deals, just restart the phone. That's what they say. Well, if you've experienced an issue when making wireless calls, please restart your device. This might be required multiple times. That should resolve the issue. That's AT&T on their Twitter page. We're aware of an issue affecting some users' ability to make certain wireless calls. These users should restart their devices. That will resolve the issue. Some people say that doesn't work. Other people saying that got it for me. But anytime anything goes down, any service goes out, people begin to lose their minds very, very quickly, and they complain about things. So, yeah, yesterday a lot of people talking about how that went out. They were unable to call anybody because they had AT&T for quite some time. Hopefully it's up and running now and you're good to go. We'll get into your dispatches, see what's on your mind. We got Charles Manson on his deathbed and possibly dying at any moment now. We'll watch that and many other things to get to today. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Cooking up today's lead stories. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
You got a little, you can use much more. Bum, 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 passion. Ooh.
Bum, 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 passion. I will check out your dispatches in just a moment. I got this email that I wanted to read. And one of the great things about doing this show is just the people who listen from all over, you know, all over the country, all over the world, who are fans of the News Junkie and listen to the show and are very loyal to us. And every once in a while you get a story like this. We were talking about not blood donation, but the bone marrow donation.
Yeah.
Because of a news story the other day. And this was sent over by Greg to tips@thenewsjunkie.com. He says, "Hi, Sean, Sabrina, and C-Lane. I'm a loyal listener from the Washington, D.C. area, and I wrote you guys many months ago thanking you for all you do. In the letter, I mentioned the story of me and my wife, how we met around the time of your show first, or when your show first started, and we had a baby on the way. So many babies out there. It was great to hear you read the letter on air. Since then, we had our son, James, and life has been crazy. Now, listen to this. At 10 days old, he was diagnosed with a very rare disease called severe combined immunodeficiency, which is SCID. You may better know this as bubble boy disease."
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the boy in the bubble.
It's terrible, but I know exactly what they're talking about now because of the film.
I guess it's like your body, your immune system is so rough.
Oh,
that you kind of have to live life in a bubble.
I feel like a complete dick because the first thing you guys thought of was the film.
What'd you think of?
Seinfeld.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, that's what that's from. Yeah, yeah. That's what they're talking about. Out of all things in the world, this is the last thing any parent would expect. And that's true. I'll stop for a second just to tell you my side of this. It's so true. When you have a kid, you look around at everybody else with kids and you just kind of expect that. My kid, of course, is going to be healthy and perfect and everything's going to be okay. And you don't realize how lucky you are when things just go right. You know, I guess if you could say it that way. My wife and I have been isolated along with our son since then, and it has turned our lives upside down. My wife has had to stop working and I'm down to part time. My son has never been outside, has never met his family members, and never seen a face without a mask on besides me and my wife. Your show has been there for me through all of this, and it's been such a great distraction from everything going on.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah, James is about to be 4 months old. We're on the path to getting him cured. He's in the hospital now. He started chemotherapy yesterday, which is strange because my father did on the same exact day as he's talking about. And we'll have a bone marrow transplant next week. We still have another 6 to 8 weeks in the hospital and then more of 100 days of isolation left before he is hopefully cured. I just wanted to say thanks for keeping me laughing and entertained through it all. If an opportunity ever comes up on the show where you could possibly promote people to be bone marrow donors, please consider this. Some selfless person in the world is donating his stem cells and will save my son's life. So,
oh,
you know.
Oh my God, directly, almost got me there.
Yeah, directly connected to what we were talking about. I'm going to look into that more because for every time you do something like this, you could just imagine what it's like for the family.
Yeah, well, if he did mention like the best place for people to sign up, and it's on my to-do list now, join.bethematch.org.
Okay.
Is what he is suggesting for people to go look and sign up for.
Because join.bethematch.org?
Correct.
I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it just because you sometimes you're selfish, right? And you just think about, my life's fine. Oh, do I really want to go and do a bone marrow donation? And these kind of things are simple. You're not going to die doing it. And when you do it, it changes somebody's lives. And there's not just the life of the kid, but the whole damn family. It's like he's doing one of these experiments for NASA where you go in isolation to simulate a travel to Mars. He's got another 100 days and has done so many. And we're just doing a radio show over here. My God, if this somehow helps you through it, that's absolutely awesome. But taking it to that next level, I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure out if I can, first of all. Is there any reason why I wouldn't be able to?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it really depends on the test. They obviously will test it first. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's no hurt in helping. I mean, yeah. That last line just like shook me, thinking that some selfless person on the other side of the world possibly donated his stem cells, and now this man's son is going to live.
Yeah, somebody you never know, probably.
If there's a reason you wouldn't be able to, you better have that test anyway, because it's probably something you should know about.
But they wouldn't say, tattoos or this.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I'll look into that for sure, because it's a huge thing that you could do that not a lot for a human being to do. Just like giving blood, and everybody gives blood, and that's great. People need all these different things, and if you can do it, why not? You know, give it a shot and help people out. So thank you for that email, Greg. You know, it's nice to hear that, and nice to hear that you're looking at a light at the end of the tunnel now.
Absolutely. So thoughts and prayers to you too, and by any means, if we can make you a little bit distracted with the fart sound, I'll do it.
And bring on the fart sound. Let's talk to Gloria. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Gloria.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great subject. My nephew registered as a bone marrow donor when he's joined the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
He was off the coast of Africa when they sent a helicopter to get him off his aircraft carrier, and they flew him to Bethesda, Maryland, where he matched up with a 10-year-old boy who was dying, and he was a donor, and he saved the little boy's life.
Jesus.
And a year later, he was allowed to meet the little boy and everything. But it's a big thing, and it hurts a little bit, but it don't take much, and it does the world. It does the world. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? And I also think it's gotten better. I think they have different ways of doing this now. Thank you, Gloria. But just keep it in mind, something to think about when you get messages like that. It spreads the word, I think, in a positive way. Let's go to the dispatches sent through the News Junkie app. Here is Major Cahoots with a dispatch.
Good afternoon, Sean, C-Lane, and Sabrina.
Hey.
I got my super VIP ticket to the Just Okay holiday party in the mail the other day, and nice. I can't wait till we get to go.
Ditto.
It's going to be an awesome time. Can't wait to see all you people again. I got to go last year for my first time, and it was awesome. I won't miss another year. And Sabrina, I will let you know that I will not be selling my ticket to anyone for anything.
There you go.
It means a lot more than that to me, and
thank you.
I would trade it for the world. Peace out.
Well, Sabrina was doing a little bit of a rehearsal, from what I've heard, of Sabby's Little Helpers, who will be performing at the 4th Annual Just Okay Holiday Party.
That's right. We had our very first rehearsal, and my God, did we knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
Now it's just like we're having that moment, and it's mostly me. Now that I know that the jams are good and locked in, I'm like, how can we get me to fly across
the rock? Now, I heard you mention this the other day.
Where are the pyrotechnics?
Is it that you're bored of rocking out with the band now? You want to fly around?
No, not bored, but like it's Hard Rock Live, you know? Like you go big or you go home.
So you want to fly around?
There was a lot of things popping in my head last night.
All right, we'll look into it. We'll see.
The production will be incredible.
What if all of our budget goes on you flying around as you're at the helm with the microphone for Sabby's Little Helpers?
I mean, I'm hoping that we don't have to use the budget at all, and someone's listening just happens to be in that industry. Flying person industry.
Somebody professional, since you're going to be flying around.
No, just someone with like a simple pulley and rope.
You know, no, I think we should be a little more secure than that. Do you have the audio of that?
Yeah,
if you could pull that up, I'd love to hear it. This was yesterday as Sabby's Little Helpers. This is Sabrina's house band that plays at the event every year.
So we're like kind of wrapping up and starting to jam. Like, let me record this so we don't give away any of the songs. They can hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me after I had to edit everything that why did I record such a filthy song?
Oh, you were cursing
play on the radio.
Bit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear.
Absolutely. And a 3 and a 2 and a
2 and a 1.
There we go. Sabby's Little Helpers. Little booty matter, baby, if you're listening,
just one word.
They're going to just tell them what to do and they'll do it.
That's the best thing in the world about playing with a bunch of guys who really have played together forever. And you're on the microphone, you're like, yeah. Drum Look. Solo!
We're going to rock out.
That'll be the house band for the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. You can get your tickets on Ticketmaster. Search for Just Okay, and you can snap those up now while you have an opportunity. Did you feel good about it?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, my band is amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't decided yet. I know Fritz, the effed up reindeer, will be back, mm-hmm. but we haven't given, you know, the other nickname, so... Right now, D&D and Fritz.
All right. All right. We'll figure all that out. We got some time left before the event.
Less than 1 month.
Charles Manson does not have a lot of time left on this planet, I guess. He's not doing so well. There's different reports about how bad his health is. And they're saying the severity of his condition is unclear. Charles Manson is 83 years old. And it's so funny. We always look at these stories of people who are usually past their 80s, usually in their 90s or past 100 years old. And they go, how'd you do it? You know, so I lived a stress-free life. Mm-hmm. I drank a sip of whiskey every morning and a glass of milk before I went to bed at night. And you'll get somebody who goes, bacon. I had bacon every day. And all these people with their ways to survive as long as they did. And Charles Manson. The life that he lived, he's somehow hanging in there at 83, which 83 in Manson years is 166 in regular people years.
And then 83 in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
It's not like they are giving you vegan options and making sure you take your baby aspirin.
No. He's got a tough go at it, and he deserves it. Now, the guy's out of his mind, nuts, and he has done some incredibly entertaining interviews. But I guess his last may have been given. All eyes watching Charles Manson as he's said to be by some on his deathbed, others say not sure, but definitely not doing well and in the hospital right now.
And super interesting because Tuesday was the last, was a season finale of American Horror Story. And the last two episodes, and I'm not really spoiling, but he was the center of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he is a significant character in it.
I'm telling you, watching, I finished up Mindhunter last night, and watching that show makes me think about all this stuff. I said it before, but the guys who play the killers in Mindhunter, I'm believing it, man. I'm thinking they might actually be real bona fide murderers just because of how good of a job they do. And I guarantee you, all of them, you got to study Charles Manson. And you got to study his behavior, how he acts. They even bring him up in Mindhunter, I think, quite a few times.
Yes, they do.
Talking about how he was maybe a possible interview they were going to do. Great show, though. I'm not going to spoil any of it, but just know that. Let's go to Mark. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Mark. Mark, are you there?
Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Are you okay, Mark?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
You sound a little out of it. Everything all right?
Just waking up.
No, that's cool, man.
Have you had anything to drink today, Mark?
No.
No? This is just regular?
Totally put him on.
This is me.
Oh, okay. You are definitely messed up.
So,
right now.
Is there a topic you wanted to chime in on? Just saying, hey.
I just felt this way.
You just felt this way?
What did you feel like, Mark?
I feel like an old person.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, well, that's not that old,
buddy.
Mark.
Buddy,
you sound a little
older. It's 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You're 27. Then put down the heroin.
I know. I want to help the guy that needs the bone marrow.
I think maybe you should focus on Mark right first. Get that in check, and then bone marrow second.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to. I want to help the guy.
You want to help him, but give him some bone marrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. So what do you want? What do I do?
Step one: say the alphabet backwards.
Step one was what? I'm sorry.
Can you say just like say this is a roadside test, Mark? Can you say the alphabet for me?
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P.
Oh, I think there was a couple extra ones.
Hey, Nevy.
Yeah. Did you sleep last night?
R-U-F-R-U-T.
R-U-T?
R-U-F-T.
You can't do it.
You can't.
Can we talk to your gal?
Yeah, who is that, Mark? Can we put her on the phone?
V-X-W-S-Y-E.
Mark.
Can we talk to
you? Yeah, yeah, okay.
Mark, give the he's gone.
He's out of here. He's out of control. He has no idea what he's doing.
Because my boss never did that.
He said when I screened the call that he wanted to give bone marrow, and also he wanted to be on the radio.
Oh, he won both those.
He got one of those things done today.
I really would have loved to hear what was actually going on.
Man, there was a story behind that. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Westbound I-4 is slowing from County Road 46A and...
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
I don't know if Mark was having a good time or a bad time, but he sounded like he was in a whole other world with that last call.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to figure out what's happening there. But we're going to get to the story in a moment about, speaking of in another world, about this church in Orlando that is getting some attention. There was a Local 6 report about them, and they drink this hallucinogenic tea there and all kinds of stuff going on. Celia was just talking with the guy. We'll get into that in a moment. But I think we have Mark's girlfriend. Mark called in.
Oh. He did the ABCs or attempted it.
He tried. He threw a couple of Z's and T's and B's in there where they shouldn't have been. But he gave that a shot, and he said he was fine. He said he was 27 years old, but felt there's something going on there. Maybe Sam, who is Mark's girlfriend, knows more about this. Sam, are you there?
Oh, God.
That's Mark going.
So. I'm on the radio, so I gotta
Mark!
My language, so.
We're talking to Samantha.
I'm on Erickson right now, but his phone's about to die, but I really want
you guys to talk to him. Well, no, it's on my phone. It'll last long enough.
I don't think they know.
Hello.
I'm not supposed to cuss, right?
Right. We want to talk to your girl.
I'm here.
What?
Hang on. Is she on the other line here, C-Lane?
I think so.
All right. Sam, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's so much better. Are you right next to Mark there?
I am.
And what's the matter with him? He sounds real rough.
Yeah, he is rough. He's got some issues.
And what's he on?
Just alcohol.
That's just drinking this early on a...
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's let this problem get way, way out of hand, and he's still a generous person. And I just got back in the car, and he said he wanted to help somebody. And I'm like, hey, go for it. He's got issues. I want you guys to talk to him and maybe...
Well, I mean, is he in a state right now?
Yeah, hold on, Sam. So Mark's got some drinking issues. And you guys, he's not driving, right?
Well, I am. He's
okay.
Not.
Okay. Good. And what did he do? Just wake up this morning and just start pounding alcohol?
Not pounding, but he's at the situation where he doesn't need to pound.
All right.
It just goes right to it. Shower.
Yeah.
Is it shower effect, shampoo?
So is this an everyday thing, Sam? Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, yes.
And what have you tried to do about it?
Well, I tried to keep him from drinking it so often.
There's only so much you can do. Yeah. I mean, it's not... I mean, is there even, like, could we even talk to him at this point? Is he going to remember talking to us?
Yeah, he'll remember. He just, I don't know what to say. You guys could totally talk to him, though.
All right, hang on. He's on the other line. Hang on, let me go back to Mark. Mark, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, brother.
So it sounds like you got a little bit of a problem, Mark.
Just a little bit. I got a whole rehab plan thing going on, and
what's the plan?
Well, what I wanted to do, because I listen to your radio station all the time, I wanted to kind of send a message out to people that have the same problems as me so I could tell them that this ain't no way to live.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start saying that to yourself first, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you woke up this morning, Mark, and you had the choice to just start the day and move on or to drink, and you just started drinking.
Well, what happens is when you drink so long, your body needs it.
You're only 20. You're only 27 years old.
No, you get sick without it.
Like, yeah, you're getting withdrawals from it, but that doesn't mean that you.
It's not withdrawals. It's just you throw up.
Yeah.
Stuff, man. And
why? What do you think you're doing this, Mark?
I want to share this message with people. And I think you guys can help me with that.
Well, generally, Mark, don't you wait to share the message until you've kind of overcome the problem yourself?
Well, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going is to go get help.
Do you need?
But before
I can help you, find people.
There's a lot of people like me that just don't get it. They don't understand.
Well, you're at least admitting it, which is
that's the first
step.
Right.
Here is the first step, mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean once you acknowledge it that you don't do anything about it. We're more than willing to help you.
No, I am
connect you
about it.
We want you to call us sober, man.
I'm going to be gone for 9 months
to a rehab.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good.
Well, check in with us.
Yeah.
Let us know when you're headed out. We'll keep an eye out.
Call us back.
All right.
You can't necessarily say that. Let's go back to Sam. Sam, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
So he's trying.
You're going to need to use that delay that you or whatever you have.
Don't worry,
you
we got that.
You need to use that. Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, so Mark does this all the time. I mean, right now he's trying to tell people not to drink while he's hammered.
Well, I mean, that's way beyond his issue.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not funny. It's not fun to live through.
How do you put up with this?
Well, I mean, it's hard. It's gotten to me to where I can't function during the day because I'm taking care of him all the time. And
are you the only one in his life as far as people that could help? Like, what about family?
Yeah, pretty much his family's in another state, and they help from, where they are, but they can't help. I mean, they can't. They, in this situation, the person needs to help themselves.
Yeah.
And, he's been in the hospital several times this year, and unfortunately, the way the hospitals work, they get you stable and they send you out on your own and with a list from 2011 of rehab places that aren't even open anymore.
So does he really have a plan or does he need resources?
He's been Marchman active. Mm-hmm. So he has a hearing and he's going to have to be forced into rehab.
Have you ever thought about just ditching, Sam, just to go and Mark too much? I'm out of here.
Well, I'm very easily manipulated, which I'm learning.
Yeah.
And I don't let people go. I was in an unhappy marriage for over 20 years, and I stayed there because I didn't want to see the guy out on the street, which he's now out on the street.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't know what my problem is. I obviously have a problem. But at the same time, I can't see somebody that doesn't have anybody. I can't leave them alone.
Sam, what's the age difference between you and Mark?
A lot.
So how old are you? All right. So you're in your 40s or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Is it because he's a younger guy and you're like, maybe I can fix him?
Well, and that's what I thought with my first guy, that I could fix him, and that's obviously not a way to go,
right?
Because you can't fix anybody. You can't fix anybody that's not willing to help themselves. And I understand that.
I understand where you're coming from too. I mean, you just can't, it's not as easy to just get up and leave when you know someone you love needs help.
Yeah,
exactly. That's totally it. That is totally it. But at the same time, Mark is a very generous person. He's so unlike my first relationship where he was violent and angry when he drank. I mean, Mark's not like that. And he's gotten to the point where, I mean, he might not live for the next year.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds bad. All right, well, good luck, Sam. I mean, that's, what else can we say?
Please.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, if there's anybody else out there that, you know, really needs to get help before he gets to the point that Mark is at, I mean, totally get the help that you can give and listen to your family members. And, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Desperate.
All right. Well, you know, good luck with everything. That's,
yeah.
I mean, I will say, Sabrina, feel free to reach out and I will help connect you guys to people that are better situated for this kind of issue. And at the very least, you guys, it's not all hope is lost at this point.
Oh, man.
Hopefully.
A lot going on there. Holy cow.
That was a random one.
We got to be agile. We got to spin in whatever direction we need to spin.
I guess so.
And I knew right away. I was like, this guy is out of his mind right now.
Right. And we've gotten those calls before. And it's just like, at first we took it like, oh, it was going to be funny. And then we're talking to the girl right next to him. I was like, no, this is an issue. This is a problem. I need help.
She's like his mother right now, just dealing with that every single day. I was talking about this church. It's called Soul Quest Ayahuasca. No, I'm saying
ayahuasca.
That wrong. Ayahuasca, is that how you say it?
I mean, is it the city?
Yes. Okay, No. It's a hallucinogenic drug.
Yeah, it's ayahuasca.
Yeah, Soul Quest Ayahuasca Church of Mother Earth. And Local 6 did this whole report on them out of Orlando. And they go to this place. They call it a church. Some people are saying it's not. They drink this hallucinogenic tea made from the bark of an Amazon vine that really spins you out.
It does, but I find that I just found out about ayahuasca a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, after watching a documentary of like a whole group of people that traveled to, I think it was South America, met with the monks, went through this whole process, and then it filmed their tripping, and it's a fascinating.
Yeah.
Is drug the word?
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's definitely a drug. And Celan's just talking to the guy. And the guy said, first of all, we were looking at the prices to go there and to do this. You pay, you go, and they're like, oh, it's your religious experience. You drink out of this little cup, and you start tripping out.
Oh, you start vomiting violently before the trip starts.
Everybody has a pail. And you have, like, your own vomit pail because they know that you're going to purge as soon as you take this stuff. It was hard to even get down what the price actually was, but it's expensive.
They have some different types of spiritual healing. They have the ayahuasca ceremony. They have spiritual growth using sananga.
Sure, of course.
They have spiritual growth using kambo.
Kambo.
Kambos?
It's K-A-M-B and then O with a thing over it.
Do they have cheese inside?
Then they have spiritual growth using rapé.
All right, what's... Oh, is that rape? Or is
it's
that
just spelled...
Okay. I will not be taking that one.
Just avoid that one just because of the lettering.
It's the lettering is just really awkward to read because basically you're looking at the word rape and the E has an accent mark over
it. Sure. The guy said when you just called him, he's like, hey, we're just getting ready for a whole bunch of people to come in. What did he say? He's like, there's a dozen people?
He said he is preparing 20 or 30 people for the weekend ceremony.
A lot of vomit right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of vomit.
But, I mean, the site is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I am curious if they're interested in perhaps advertising on Real Radio.
Yeah.
Do you guys want a trip, boss? Do I have a product for you?
Well, they're trying to get him to shut it down, and he's saying, no, this is a church. This is what we do.
Somebody on the texting service? Been to Soul Quest? It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear from that person. Call us up if you've done that, because I want to know that experience a little deeper. And it seems like it's pretty intense. That's why everything I've read about it says it's like a religious experience, and that's why they wrote that stuff in to exactly what you're getting. But yeah, we're looking at the website. It's like $350 deposit, and then maybe more, and then you got to pay for this and that. God.
I'm going to do it.
All kinds of stuff. Let's talk to Thomas. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the ayahuasca tea basically breaks down to a very simplex compound called DMT.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of DMT?
Oh, yeah. And it's located in the pineal gland along with serotonin and dopamine.
Yeah.
And it's an
intense stuff, man. I mean, it's released in extreme stresses of your life, like birth, very near death, or even death.
Yeah.
And, you know, they found this, you know, in Brazil and down in South America, and it's been used all across the world to help with spiritual connections. Right. It's much like mushrooms, the psilocybin and mushrooms.
Now, have you done this, Thomas?
I have not. I haven't done a lot of research into it. So I'm fascinated with the brain, how the brain works in different aspects. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's actually places that, you know, illegally will take people and, you know, you sign up free will that are very close to dying. They want to feel, you know, more safer with the aspect of it, more at ease with it. So they'll go in and they'll actually inject, you know, the compound into you.
Oh, man.
And you just, you know, you become it becomes easier to deal with.
Right.
You don't deal with the stresses of every day. You just feel more relaxed and at ease. Like, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to happen regardless. But now you're more at ease with it.
Now, you said you have not had the DMT, though, but you seem to know a bit about mushrooms.
Oh, a little bit too much, possibly. But,
Yeah, there's a lot of people, and I'm sure Thomas knows all about this. There's, like, forums out there where they try this. They tell you different ways to mix it with other things.
But if you're going to do something so powerful, I'd rather do it at a place where, like, the people know what's going on and can deal with me freaking out if that's a thing.
Yeah,
holy it helps. They say another article back from 2016 that helps drug addicts and PTSD veterans conquer demons through ayahuasca.
They always say that you sort of find this inner you and this inner peace when you do this stuff. Every time I've ever done drugs on that level, like taking a couple of gel tabs or whatever, I never find any inner peace. I just find inner, oh my God, what's happening now? How soon will this end? How soon will this end? How soon will this end?
You were also inhaling stuff from an air conditioner.
Yeah, you mix things sometimes. It's a cocktail of bad things. But yeah, let's see if they allow him to continue to do this, especially with it getting a lot more attention over at his church these days. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio 104.1. A safe haven of sorts for all of the 95%ers. This is the News Junkies.
Lots of dispatches to get to. Well, people want to comment on Mark, who was calling just a bit ago. I want to get into this, this sheriff who's saying that people could go to jail for stickers on their vehicles. All the details on that on the way. But let's just start with the dispatches rolling and see what's on your mind real quick. Here is not the FBI with a dispatch.
Good day, junkies.
Hello.
Dispatch it in regards to wanting to give a shout out and a big thank you to Chopper Dave. Chopper Dave got me and my wife tickets to the Just Okay holiday party.
That was nice.
So I get to go and meet all the other chatters and dispatchers, and you guys finally get to see me, which is not hard to do if you shop in Mount Dora. All right, wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Ah! Well, we want to see you out there. We want to see everybody out there. You can get your tickets right now, realradio.fm/justok. That's J-U-S-T-O-K. Get your general admission tickets. I saw somebody yesterday go, all the good tickets are gone. No. Honestly, the best experience is general admission. You're right up on the stage. You're going to be watching incredible things happening. Yeah. You'll be watching an amazing performance from Grandson right up there in front of them. It's going to be awesome. So lock your tickets in now for December 5th, or 15th rather, Friday, December 15th at Hard Rock Live, realradio.fm/justokay. Here's Rusty.
Jesus, this guy is a depressing call. I'm over here all hyped, ready for the super VIP. Ready to go party at the holiday jam.
Yeah.
And now I like never want to drink alcohol ever again.
Turn you off, right?
At least until I get off.
You know, we were talking about the DMT thing that they were doing at that church. You know that they use that and they use LSD and some other things to get people to quit drinking.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of times it'll
be microdosing, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think even more than that, sometimes it'll be so traumatic. The trip will be so intense, the hallucination so intense that you want to have a clear head so bad that that's a good time for you to start cutting down your drinking or completely eliminating you're drinking. And so I think that they use that sometimes. Here's Bradio.
So use the alphabet.
Baby.
Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S.
You didn't know it well.
P, R.
I don't know.
I got a P. Goodbye.
I'm like, I can't even make fun of it. Well, I would have no, after the first call, no problem, but I don't know, like, it's bad.
I think some of the dispatches, and I've had a call and some texts from people who are like, could you remove my dispatch? Some of the people send their dispatch after the first call and then heard the rest of it and went,
you know what? Hang on for a second. This, when you do this stuff, you get yourself into the situation, right? I mean, this guy's drinking problem is manufactured by his want to do so and to continue to do so.
Right, but then it becomes an actual addiction.
Sure.
Where your body depends on
it. No doubt about it, but then when you call a radio station, all hell breaks loose and you might get some stuff like that. That's just kind of how it works. Here's D's Nuggets.
Hey, this is Mark. Oh, no. And I just wanted to.
Actually, D's Nuggets.
Oh, was he one of them?
He was one of the ones that called.
Pretend that didn't happen, all right? We'll move on. Here's Violet Panther.
Okay, Nancy, this one's for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could have your attention for just a moment, we'd like to point out the safety features of our Boeing 737-700. To fasten your seatbelt, slide the flight into the buckle. To release, lift up on the buckle. Position your seatbelt tight and low across your hips. And where at any time you are seated, there are 6 emergency exits, 2 forward exit doors, 2 upper wing window exits, 2 exit doors in the rear, sightings overhead, and lights on the floor lead to exits.
Jesus. Somebody heard that before.
Is Violet Panther a flight attendant?
I don't know.
I don't believe that he is, which is makes that impressive.
Yeah, or just...
It's a he. He's a he.
Memorize the whole thing. I don't know. Did you see the video just yesterday? I think it was yesterday, the day before, of the person giving out the flight safety instructions on the plane?
No.
There's a guy, and he's doing like a strip dance the whole time. And it gets really incredibly awkward. And like sexifying it like a Britney Spears music video.
Yay.
Or something. Very, very weird. But I guess it got the point across. Nobody listens to that unless you do something funny or sexy now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's on the screen. I've liked, what was the, I think it was JetBlue, maybe Frontier that I was just on. Mm-hmm. That instead of like the flight attendants actually doing it, it's just on the screen.
Yeah.
But they made it really funny.
That's what they should do to begin with. Don't make those people say that every single time. Here's Florida Living It.
What's up, junkies?
Hey.
Jake here, Florida Living It. Heads up. You guys, need some mushroom chocolates DMT, let me know. I got you.
We got a guy now. Thank you, Florida Living It.
Buy an ad, dude.
Now, that would be a great commercial on the radio station. I would listen to that. I would like it in the style of like a wacky car dealership thing, except their sales product is mushroom.
My drug dealer said enough is enough.
I would like that. There is a sheriff in Fort Bend County, Texas.
Yeah.
And this sheriff, Troy Nels, says that he is considering maybe some charges for somebody who had a sticker, a large sticker, on the back of their vehicle. Here's the caption. The photo itself shows a white pickup truck with a tinted back window and a large sticker, and it says F Trump and F you for voting for him. That's on the back of this truck. And the sheriff says, I've received numerous calls regarding the offensive display on this truck. It is often seen along one of these roads. If you know who owns this truck or it's yours, I would like to discuss it with you. Our prosecutor has informed us she would accept disorderly conduct charges regarding it, but I feel we could come to an agreement regarding a modification to it. Basically, what he's saying is you get that off there or you're going to be facing some charges. In the comments of the post, Nels posted context about the disorderly conduct charge. It says, A, a person commits an offense if he intentionally or knowingly uses abusive, indecent, profane, or vulgar language in a public place. That's not what this is meant for. That's not what it's meant for. It's basically meant for people who lose their mind and start cursing inside some business establishment to bounce them out. By its very utterance, tends to incite an immediate breach of the peace, makes an offensive gesture or display in a public place.
Oh, come on.
And the gesture or display tends to incite an immediate breach of the peace. This is one of those things that you see time and time again. It's a sticker on the back of the guy's car. If it bothers you that bad, you need to rethink life. You need to rethink life. If it says F Trump and F the people who voted him in, you're like, oh my God, that gets me in my core.
How many 911 calls did they get, though?
They said a bunch of calls, numerous like, calls.
I get maybe filing the complaint in the office, but you know at least a handful called 911. Like, what's your emergency? I just saw the most offensive bumper sticker.
You got to arrest this guy now. Meanwhile, there's a black dude in Tampa with a truck that he drives around all the time. You always hear people talking about this guy. And it's like Home Depot, something about Home Depot, and then the N-word is all over it.
And it's a black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so people always see that truck and they go nuts. And people see this stuff and they go, well, that person should be arrested. How is this having an impact on you? How is that affecting your life in any way?
Well, I cannot go to see Jesus at church if I'm thinking those foul things in my
head. Just stop looking at the truck. It's easy as that. The sheriff's basically trying to intimidate a citizen into taking something that he disagrees with off the back of his vehicle. And he's doing that publicly via Facebook. And he said he receives many complaints about the language used in the decal. That's why he posted the picture. I drive it all the time. This is the driver, I guess. Oh, I'm trying to see here. I drive it all the time on a daily basis. I'm not fearful. There's too much positive. It makes people smile. They honk their horn. They give you a thumbs up. There's some negativity because we're in a diversified community, but the pluses outweigh the negativity, says the gentleman who has this on the back. Or it's a full female, actually, who has this on the back of her truck. For Senka, the woman who has this, says, she doesn't believe she has broken any laws. She doesn't think that what's on her truck is anything different than on TV and social media. It's a really ridiculous thing to focus on. Quickly before the break, have you guys seen these stories? We have to be aware of this. We got to be safe. We got to let the people know, for God's sake.
What's happening?
About Black Death making a return?
The mold?
No. Black Death, like the plague. Like the plague is killing people right now. It's spreading across cities. It's spreading across Madagascar. At least 165 people have been killed by this disease that just, it sounds medieval. Like, if I called in sick tomorrow, I'm like, guys, I've got Black Plague. I'm sorry. You would go, it's not a thing anymore. We eradicated that.
Now, what chapter in the Bible are you on, bro?
But this really is a thing. And there's a bunch of people dying. This has gotten so bad that there's an airborne strain of this Black Death. And I'm not trying to scare you here, but it is kind of scary. The airborne strain can kill you within 3 hours.
What? So and like, there's no cure, nothing? Like,
I don't
once
think
you
so.
Get it, you get it.
I don't think so. Doctors have issued warnings about a new strain of this thing that could kill in 3 hours. They fear that hospitals will be unable to cope with the disease called the pneumonic plague if it continues to spread at the same rate. There's a bunch of people in Africa who have been infected, but they don't say dead. Maybe you can survive from this. What happens is you start to get either the feeling that you're hot or cold, kind of like a flu type thing. Then you just start vomiting everywhere. Then you get boils all over your body.
Hell no.
And then you die. That's how that process is. Please. We have enough to deal with in this country. If everybody could just be on board and not go to Madagascar for a little while, not go to any of these countries with Black Plague for a little while, so we could just at least not have that going on, that would be absolutely fantastic. So everybody get on board with that. We really, really need to do this together. When we come back, a teen model sells her virginity. She makes big money, and now she's speaking about how she thinks the whole thing went down. Did she enjoy it? She glad she did it? Details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Talking about what's trending. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
This is the News Junkie.
Don't forget, grab your tickets to the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party, the biggest event of the year. Freak show acts, viral performances, all kinds of crazy stuff happening on December 15th. That is a Friday at Hard Rock Live, and a live performance from the band Grandson. You want to be there. Trust me on this one. We're all going to be hanging out and really just letting loose the big party to wrap things up for 2017. Get your tickets right now while you can. Takes just a second. You can do it on your phone. You can do it at work. Realradio.fm/justokay. That's realradio.fm/JUSTOK. Bingo, you're set and good to go. I don't know why every girl doesn't do this. Because, I mean, maybe if they did, it would change the pricing on it. But all these girls that you see that are teenagers and they go, I think that I'm going to auction off my virginity. I don't know how the end process goes because you never hear anything after that. You never hear, oh, my God, the guy was blah, blah. You just hear, hey, she got $2 million in an auction for her virginity. And if I was a 19-year-old girl and I want to go to college or I want to do something, I want to travel the world, I want to have some nice things, good God, I'd do it. I'd do it in a second. And that's what this girl did. She's the latest to do this. There's been a bunch of these now. And Giselle is her name, 19 years old. She made about $2 million from an unidentified businessman in Abu Dhabi after he beat competition from an anonymous A-list actor.
Really?
Yeah, they're not naming who this was. A third man said to be a Russian politician also put in a bid for the girl at a CD auction. The American model decided to sell her cherry, they say. Using the site Cinderella Escorts, she said she wanted the money for tuition fees and to go travel. They actually made a little video and everything, and over $2 million.
And now there's an entire site dedicated to selling virginity?
I think this is just like an escort site over there, but they always do these kind of things. And every time they do it, it was a girl in Australia, there was somebody in the UK. This is a girl who, I don't know, she might be American. I don't know.
Yeah, you said American when you're reading it.
Yeah.
What was the name of the site? Cinderella what?
The American model used the website Cinderella Escorts to auction off her virginity. And I guess where she's doing it, they could do that. It's fine. Here's a little video that she put up.
Hello, my name's Giselle. I'm 19 years old. I live in the United States. I'm a part-time model as well as a part-time student. I want to sell my virginity at Cinderella Escorts because I want to be able to pay for my school and go traveling in the future. I think I should be able to do what I want with my body because it's my choice.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable with my decision. I want more opportunities to arise for me by doing this, and hopefully good things will come in the future.
Millions of dollars. How about that for good things? The rest of us just give it away and get nothing out of it. And it's usually a pretty bad experience to begin with. I don't think there's many people who got together and they're like, look, we're both virgins, but let's give this a shot. And you have just mind-blowing sex.
Yeah, not really.
No, you move around all herky-jerky. Nobody knows what the rhythm and routine is.
I mean, but the people that bid on it, if they're willing to spend that much money, I get the whole, maybe it's to take someone's virginity is worth it. But do you think that they're that good at sex, too?
No. I'm saying it's bad enough when you're doing it for free. If somebody said, you want $2 million? Oh, yes. You couldn't bring anybody in the room that was too gross for that. I would have sex with pretty much anybody for $2 million. I mean, that's the price tag, just in case you guys are wondering.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to start saving.
Don't look at me like you guys wouldn't do the same thing. $2 million, they go, all right, there you go. Open this door. Presto, bango.
Before or after taxes?
Before taxes, after taxes, doesn't matter. You're still coming home a millionaire just for having some sex. And if it's protected and you're good to go, well, this is a genius move on her part. Now she's a millionaire just that quickly. But if everybody starts doing it, then you run into the problem where it's like, all right, now the market's saturated with all these virgins, and no more do you make any money off all this stuff. The whole thing is done with. Every time I say no more.
No more.
Think about that now. No more. All right.
No more.
Well, there was a whole other kind of auction. Did you guys see the report on CNN? This was insane. I when I watched this, I had to watch it twice just to make sure it was real. It's footage out of Libya, and they're having slave auctions.
I saw that on like a little clip yesterday on CNN as we were walking out. But
weird as hell. I mean, we're talking now.
That's insane.
We're talking right now. There's people who are migrants leaving other countries, and they go into Libya, and it's black dudes auctioning off black dudes, selling human beings.
It's insane.
And they went to this place where all these migrants were, and a bunch of them told stories about how they tried to sell them into slavery, and the selling humans for $500. and they go into some backyard and 400, can I get 400, 500, can I get 500, about 600, and they're doing a whole auction. It just, man, some of this stuff that I thought we had gone further down the road, perhaps, than we have as a society. Let's go to some dispatches. Here's two hands, two feet.
We are so focused on trying to find the bad in this world that we completely miss the good that is right in front of us.
Yeah, I'm looking around. Where is it? We'll find some good today. Here's Occupy Burritos.
Hey, good morning, junkies. Hey. It's Thursday. I am coming off a 48-hour hangover. My God, was that the worst one to date?
That's a tough one.
Monday night, met up with a couple buddies at Ale House to watch the Miami Dolphin and Panthers game. Go Fins. And I had about five beers and a shot of JMO.
That's it.
And I'm 31. I'm at that point in my life where I know what I got to do to prevent hangovers, and it's simple. Just drink a couple waters in between beers and then finish off with some water as a nightcap, and that's exactly what I did. So I don't know what the hell happened. Johnny Tempo must have slipped something in my drink. But I woke up Tuesday morning with the worst headache, and that's usually how my hangovers goes.
Yeah, hangover off of a couple of beers and a shot? For me, the shot would do it. I try it over and over, and I'm like, I'm not doing any more shots. Not during the week, not even on the weekend. Nothing good comes of it. I never myself do a shot, and I'm like, you know what? That was a good decision. Super happy about that. But I'm glad you're feeling better now, Occupy Burritos. Here's a rock. No. Can we get past this?
Speaking of shots, I want something else to my lips. That's you, baby.
Everybody should get past that already, please. Here is Dr. Dang.
I did DMT about 6 years ago and tripped white. And then saw a complex dragon when I started coming out of it. It was wild.
Yeah.
Best thing I've ever done. Makes acid look like Pez.
Yeah, Pez. All right. Thank you, Dr. Dang. Here's Tomoka Beer Guy.
You know, I was going to shamelessly promote this weekend's events, but after hearing Mark, well, I just want to say that Tomoka Brewing will be part of the Tom and Dan Bad at Business Beer Fest from 2 to 4 on Saturday, and part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival from 5 to 9. Cheers.
Thank you. I mean, not thank you. You didn't give us anything. You just promoted your events. The Tom and Dan one, good. Go out to that. The other one, buy a commercial, Tomoka Beer Guy. I think he did. Didn't they at one point?
He's working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it. Okay. You know what? I'll allow it for now. Okay. Wow. This particular time. More information coming out about Roy Moore. Two more women coming forward. This is the guy who's running for the Senate seat in Alabama. These women echoing stories of other people. And this whole thing about him going around this mall and being creepy to the teenage girls there. There's a girl who said he kept bothering her and kept flirting with her and kind of grabbing on her and stuff. And called her one time. She was at school. She was in her, like, math class in high school. And he's calling, like, hey, you know, you got to go on a date with me. I'm in school right now.
So weird.
There's so many of these stories that have come up. My favorite Roy Moore story, though, is fantastic. There was a moment in the 70s and 80s where he was, not a moment, but a long period of time in the 70s and 80s, when he worked as an assistant district attorney. And there was one time where Moore reportedly faced the jury. And this was a case involving a stabbing. And you know how sometimes, like, you'll see this, the attorney is talking to the jury, and they have the actual knife or gun that was used. And so they show it. They use it as a prop. They're like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this here knife is what was used in this case. So that's what Roy Moore was doing. So he faced the jury wielding a knife to demonstrate how a murder went down. He thrusted the knife towards his body, but forgot the part of acting out a stabbing where you stop short of actually stabbing yourself and stabbed himself in the courtroom.
Idiot.
Moore's battle with the inanimate object continued after the jury failed to reach a unanimous conclusion. During a second trial, Moore attempted to pick up the knife and accidentally cut himself with the blade. Other attorneys in the room reportedly laughed. A judge later placed a sign in the courthouse forbidding Moore from handling any weapons.
The sentence in there that made him look the dumbest is, Moore's battle with the inanimate object continued.
Right.
Really paints a picture of just really, really shallow dullness.
Yeah, he's not necessarily good at that particular side of being a prosecutor. And the latest polls show he's not doing so well in the election. Who knows, though? This stuff goes back and forth. But right now, Republican Roy Moore trailing Democrat Doug Jones by 12 points when he was ahead at one point by that much. Jones leading Moore 51-39 on a survey from Sunday and Monday. It's a dramatic turn against him. He continues to go, it's a big conspiracy. Now, there's a lot there showing that not only is this guy, and you can toss it out, you can toss all this stuff out. Not only is he a guy who doesn't care about the Constitution, he takes religion over Constitution, which I'm never going to support that. The rights and regulations and rules in this country.
Well, enjoy your spot in hell.
That's fine. The freedoms that we have as citizens of this country, way more important than whatever you think your interpretation of the Bible is. Don't care about it. Don't care in the slightest. But multiple times, he would ignore court rulings because of his faith and religion. And so that alone, for me, is enough. But then he continues on with all these creepy-ass stories and then turns it into a thing where you can't even just take the hits and go, all right, you know, this is a different time of my life. I've changed. But you go, everything is a grand conspiracy. That's what we're doing. We're just doubling down on the lying now. I'm just waiting for the moment in time when they come up with the technology, and it'll be a TV station that does it, where they can do like a lie detector live during press conferences. You know, and they'll just sit there and they'll be, pants on fire ruling as you're doing a press conference live on TV. There's a problem with this next spot block here. Just looking at
it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, guys, we'll see you in about 25 minutes.
Again?
The hell, man?
That's the second time that's happened.
The computer is on the fritz today. Don't worry. We're not going to settle you with a 25-minute commercial break. That's not going to be something that happens. In fact,
let's try it. Why not?
Let's take a nap.
The next episode.
We'll have a nice little lunch. We'll relax, come back and do live trivia. No, we can't do that to you. We'll be back in just a moment, in fact, with the next episode with Sabrina. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie.
See, I told you. I told you it wouldn't be 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Trimmed it down there for you. We'll do the next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. And we've had all these stories about this drug, fentanyl, and how dangerous fentanyl is. And just the tiniest little bit of it can kill you. There was one story that sticks with me about a police officer. And the police officer was doing a bust of somebody who had fentanyl. And then they had just like a little bit on their shirt. And they overdosed from just breathing that in somehow. The strongest damn thing in the world. Water that down a little bit, right? Like, take that drug and cut the hell out of it until you can at least see with your eyes the size dose that would be fatal for you. But now, a real sad story. A Pennsylvania coroner believes that a 69-year-old woman who died earlier this month likely came into contact with a deadly substance while cleaning up her son's drug paraphernalia. So her son had an overdose, and she's trying to clean through his room. And she's going, all right, let me get my hands on this stuff here, clean up all this paraphernalia, get this out of here. And somehow there was fentanyl there. She got enough of it on her to die, to overdose, unknowingly, unwittingly overdose. And then just the day later, her son dies. Remember this stuff. God, I mean, who would want to even be involved with, try, or get near anything like fentanyl? It's quite obviously incredibly strong in a way that makes it the most fatal drug you could even encounter. Even if you're a mom just trying to clean up your son's room. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
You know what? Excuse me a second. I got a terrible stuffy nose today. I'm going to go masturbate. I'll be back in just a little bit. I want to clear things up here.
Nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Worked.
Hello. Hello. It worked.
Worked like a charm.
Well, good. I'm very excited. Two times. 39 years ago, the year 1977. Sean, this was your prime, buddy.
No, I wasn't.
And I know you took a sweet little lady to go see this film, Steven Spielberg's third major film, when it opened in theaters.
E.T. E.T.
But you're
Close
in the...
Encounters of the Third Kind.
That is correct. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
He sounded so non-confident with that answer.
Because he was going to say it, and then he didn't know because I said no to E.T., but really...
Close Encounters...
Hey, guess who's got the point?
Yeah, I got the next one. I got the next one, buddy.
I don't know if there's... Okay, this is... Oh. A point is available right now.
All
you
right.
ready?
Yeah.
Don't mess with this guy's...
The Zohan.
Female fans.
Oh. Oh, Drake.
Drake is right. It's because you saw the story and know the song.
I saw the story. Definitely don't know the song.
At a post-concert performance in Australia, a rapper was captured on Instagram stopping mid-song to call out a fan in the crowd for allegedly groping other audience members. And my God, did he stop the show.
Yeah.
Yo, stop that. If you don't stop touching girls,
I loved it. I mean, they were losing their minds, and here he was stopping a groper, an Aussie groper. The singer, who had hit up Sydney's Marquee Club after his performance at Kudos Bank Arena, as part of his Boy Meets World tour, repeated himself to the misbehaving. His warning drew cheers from the crowd, of course, as security apparently combed through the fans with flashlights. Now, it's unclear whether the handsy fan was thrown out of the club, but... Let's just hope he started touching bottoms and now he's near the exit, you know, by the collar of his affliction shirt or something like
Getting out of there.
Six guys were arrested, and they were arrested because they were inspired by...
Sexy time. Yeah.
Borat.
Borat is right. Very nice. Now, it's a classic, obviously, and it's weird that I've mentioned it, you know, in less than a week twice. But it's 11 years old. At some point, you gotta let it go. But I guess the six men from the Czech Republic did not want to. They got arrested in Kazakhstan for wearing Borat's classic lime green mankini.
Just for wearing that thing?
Just for wearing it. These guys thought it would be funny to go to Kazakhstan's capital city of Astana and get their pictures taken in front of a sign that says, I love Astana. But since they were in public wearing articles of clothing that were basically indecent, the authorities did not agree. The men were arrested for, quote, minor hooliganism. And find a massive $68 each.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. Now, I can't say that it was a measly $68 fine for a San Antonio couple because they got caught totally doing it inside a movie theater.
Totally doing it?
But it was the description by the staff that makes me want to share this story with you.
Oh, we've all done this.
Now, they were put... The moving and moving pictures on November 9th, they were caught having sex in, quote, really fast positions, according to the cinema staff.
So just like, bah, 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 and then stop for a little while?
I guess they're in the middle of the act. It was Melissa Feist McCushion and Adam Emmett Lee. We'll call them Adam and Melissa.
All right.
And I guess said, yeah, man, I should have known better. It was stupid on my parts, what Lee told cops when they were called, according to My San Antonio. We're just having a little fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now, they were spotted romping by a shocked worker, and the worker grabbed his manager, rushed over, and said the pair were having, quote, really fast sex.
All right.
Both the suspects were nude. But they were saved for a small blanket that I guess they brought along with them. The manager told the pair to stop their saucy act, at which point the surprised couple, quote, stood there for a long time before putting their clothes back on. Deputies asked the manager whether...
Like, is that one of those, if we don't move, they won't see us?
I'm thinking, just like sitting there naked.
Stay still.
They asked the manager if he saw the offender's genitalia. He said he did not. However, we could see that their clothing was off and they were trying really hard to cover themselves with a small blanket that they had. A couple were interviewed outside by the police officers, and that's when the guy admitted to having sex with the woman. The pair were both jailed and charged with public lewdness. Not really public if it's in a movie theater.
Yeah, under a blanket.
They're now out on $1,600 bond each. Not clear which movie the pair was watching when they were caught, but I'm thinking perhaps Madea Goes to Pound Town? About Thrustus League or Thor after banging in the theater.
Yeah.
Or thank you for your service. Mouth service.
Wait, that's out?
It should be.
Thank you for your service?
That's the Army one, right? Now, why bang in a movie theater and get caught there when you can bang and then possibly become the president of the United States? Lots of talk and speculation about who's going to run in 2020. You got The Rock, and you got Kid Rock for a second, or maybe Senate.
Joe Biden, maybe?
Now, a lot of celebrities have flirted the idea, but this may be the person I'm voting for in 2020, said absolutely nobody.
I'm adult film star Cherie DeVille, and I'm your next president of the United States.
Who?
She's looking to move Cherie from DeVille. Pornography to politics and plans on giving Donald
no,
Trump and whoever puts their hat in the ring for president in 2020 politics. A run for their money.
If we're pulling away from electing only politicians for our higher offices, then I think that as a very small celebrity in my own right, I would be a good choice for the American people and, at this point, for the world at large.
You hear that? The world at large, my friends. That's Cherie DeVille. She is she's ready to put her T's on the Oval Office desk.
All right.
Now, after sitting down with her, a KESQ reporter started to see her stance on important issues, but it's not that that I care about. It's her running mate. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Her running mate.
DeVille's running mate is anything but conventional. I'm the
kind of dude a little... F and Coolio.
What? I talked to Coolio from his home via Skype.
He's in on this?
You've got an adult film star, and you've got a Grammy Award-winning musical artist running for president of the United States. Is the attitude in America now anybody can be the president as long as they've got some sort of celebrity and they got a good message? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, well, I'm not absolutely sure about that, but somebody got to do something, man.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, somebody got to try. So, you know, we need normal people. We need normal, regular, everyday people in office.
That's right. Normal, regular, everyday people, much like Coolio, normal. Now, here is some ideas about politics. This is what he's going to bring as VP in 2020.
All right. I believe that there's truly a deep state. I believe there's a deep, deep state. And we don't, you know, it's everything. Nothing is what it seems.
That's right. Nothing is what it seems. So 2020, here we come.
That's going to be exciting.
Literally, for at least the president. This guy right here, he has a new song out, but we will be dead by the time it's released.
That's familiar.
It is, but it's not the featured person. Mm. He's tiny. He has a big hat.
Tiny with a big hat. His name is Pharrell.
Pharrell is right. Pharrell Williams. Now, he has recorded a new song, and there's just one minor catch. He isn't releasing it for 100 years. Okay. And no, it's not because he's too lazy to clear his samples. Mm. It's a partnership between him and Louis the Cognac, Louis 13.
All right.
Which is made by Remy Martin. The song called 100 Years. The only copy of it is pressed onto a record made of clay from the chalky soil of the Cognac region of France. Mm. It'll be stored in the cellars where the Louis 13 is aged in a state-of-the-art safe that was designed so that it's only destructible when submerged in water. Now you must be asking, why all of this? It's a good cause.
Storms expected to continue until tomorrow morning.
In 2017, I, Pharrell Williams, created a song that will publicly be released in 100 years, but only if we care about the planet.
I mean,
it's an artistic project that will disappear forever if global warming continues.
Ooh. The least of our problems.
That's right. That's not an incentive to recycle your pizza boxes, then I don't know what is. Now, a few people have heard it. Only played for 100 guests during a private listening party in Shanghai, and that's the only time it'll be heard until 2117. None of those people have boasted about hearing it online. Now, he hasn't said too much about what the song is about because of this 100-year thing, but hopefully it isn't anything like too time-sensitive. Hmm. It'd be weird if it was like a Stranger Things reference or Despicable Me.
That's not going to make sense.
Because I'm happy that might be gone in 100 years, but I guess we'll see. Our grandkids will see. And finally, Spice Girls reunion is happening, minus Boney Spice. Victoria Beckham doesn't want to be a part of it, my friends. Sources close to her say that she will not be involved in any possible Spice Girls reunion if one happens. Now, according to a UK report, they're said to be releasing a new album in 2018 and making an appearance on a TV special. But her and her camp have not been part of the talks. No one's reached out to join in negotiations. It's no skin off her frail back because she's busy working on the fashion line, right? So it'll be the Spice minus one if they put the group back together, no matter what you really, really want, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, you know, they add like a pumpkin spice, am I right?
Good God.
And the boob tube is now. We have Thursday Night Football, baby. Grey's Anatomy, 8 p.m. on ABC. The comedy special Jeff Ross Roasts the Border live from Brownsville, Texas on Comedy Central. Sears Mirror of There's Johnny on Hulu. And Sean, exciting news, Julia Roberts will be joining Jimmy Kimmel tonight. I know you like got it set on DVR.
I don't like her.
See you next Thursday, Chotes.
I dislike Julia Roberts, but now I feel like I have to almost say that to wash away all this fake like I'm a fan of hers or something, or her movies. Live trivia when we come back. If you'd like to play, 407-916-1041, toll-free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers head-to-head to battle it out for a prize. Everybody else, fire up the News Junkie app and answer quickly as the questions appear. Always let me know if you're having any issues. And if you haven't played in a while, join in today. Just give it a shot. See how you do. 407-916-1041 or toll-free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Reminding the world that their genitals are unsafe, and neither is C-Lane's phone number, the News Junkie.
They're singing, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Live trivia in just a moment. If the app's ready to go, try to get on that scoreboard and get yourself a prize. Easy as that. All you have to do is download the app, search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Set your account up. It takes a second, and then you're all ready to go. And you can do so much more than live trivia. Submit dispatches, see what other people are sending in, get on the show through one of the dispatches, chat with people in the News Junkie chat room, and lots more, absolutely free, including the ability to, if you want, subscribe to Secret Shows. That's all right there in the News Junkie app. CNN has done their part to make everybody in this country totally immune to breaking news. Because now I walk by, I'm like walking around the studio as we're in break before live trivia. And they breaking news, and it's spinning around, and I go, you know what that means? That means it's the top of the hour. That means it's 1 o'clock. Every hour on the hour, it goes breaking news. They start every single hour with breaking news spinning around, and then absolutely nothing breaking about what's happening. And then when something really does happen, you're thrown off because it doesn't seem like there's any actual breaking news. It's confusing. Save that for the actual news. You know why they do that? Because it brings people back to the TV. You're walking by and you're like, oh, something's happening.
They said there was breaking news.
Yeah, you focus in. You're like, what the hell? What's happening? Oh, and then it's nothing. It's always nothing. I need to calm that down. Don't just do that every hour to draw the attention back in. Let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
That's live trivia for a Thursday, November 16, 2017. In front of me, seven questions, things we discuss on the show. You get it by now, and you're hopefully right this second playing along in the News Junkie app as we get our players on the phones. Let's just grab two at random here. Oh, God. Brett, are you there?
It's Brett?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Brett.
Brett, B-R-E-T-T, correct?
That's me.
All right, excellent. Brett and Julia Roberts, are you there?
I'm here, Sean. I'm here. I'm your favorite.
I'm not a fan, but yes, thank you very much.
You picked her.
Brett and Julia Roberts are players in live trivia today. Let's just get started with question number one. Terry Crews appeared on Good Morning America to open up about a guy named Adam Vinit, a top agent in Hollywood who sexually assaulted him during their first ever meeting. What did Terry say to Adam before he groped his genitals? Did he sing A Thousand Miles, the song, in Terry's ear? Did he honk his wife's breasts? Did he have an overtly sexual tongue move? Or did he offer him a star role in his next film? Brett, go ahead.
Tongue move.
All right, Julia Roberts.
It was the tongue move.
To number two, one man in Utah started a petition to change the mascot of the new high school. He argues the plural form of the mascot name sounds dirty. What's the new mascot in plural? Is it the coxswains, the octopuses, the sphinges, or the phoenixes? Julia Roberts.
Octopuses.
All right, I'll put you down for that. Brett, what about you on this one?
Phoenixes.
Number three, people in Alabama are reportedly receiving robocalls from somebody claiming to be a Washington Post reporter seeking damaging information on Roy Moore. What's the fake reporter's name? They use Bernie Bernstein, Moy Roar, Richard Stroker, or Timmy Touchington. Brett.
Bernie.
All right, you said Bernie Bernstein. Julia Roberts, your turn.
Bernstein.
Moving right along to number four, a social action platform called Global Citizen released a Taylor Swift parody video to draw attention to sanitation and toilet access. What is the title of the parody song? Is it called Pinch It Off? Look Where Some People Poo? I Knew You Were Trouble When You Pooped There? Or Brown Horse? Julia Roberts. Sure. Is it Pinch It Off? Look Where Some People Poo? I Knew You Were Trouble When You Pooped There? Or Brown Horse?
I Knew You Were Trouble When You Pooped There.
What about you, Brett?
Pinch It Off.
Number five. Scientists say they discovered a new planet that could possibly sustain life as it is the closest planet to Earth in terms of the temperature. It's around a quiet star, and it's called this. Is the planet called Ross 128, Zahalera 5000, Chandler 240, or Clomia IZU2? Go ahead, Brett.
Ross 128.
All right, Julia Roberts?
It is Ross.
And you got just 128. Two. There you go. I knew you'd finish it off. There's two left. Number six, a man in Arizona appeared on the Doctor's TV show to discuss his theory that sinuses can be cleared by doing this. And doctors said he was actually right. Is it taking a hot shower in the fetal position? Taking one shot of hydrogen peroxide? Snorting a lot of sriracha or masturbation? Julia Roberts.
Masturbation.
Brett.
Masturbation.
Final question, number seven. Yesterday we learned that bumblebees were originally called this until about the mid-20th century. Did they call them rumplebees, tinderbees, humblebees, or lel stangathangs? Go ahead, Brett.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again?
You, both of you. Pay attention. Rumplebees, tinderbees, humblebees, or lel stangathangs?
The second one.
Okay. Julia Roberts.
They are humblebees.
Okay. I'm going to put you both on hold. We'll go over the questions and the answers. We'll try to find a winner in live trivia today. The battle between Brett and Julia Roberts. Ready to go through these, Sabrina?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Number one, Terry Crews appeared on GMA to open up about a sexual assault against himself. Happened at a party, and he said the guy said this right before groping his genitals. Did he sing the song A Thousand Miles right in Terry's ear? Did he honk his wife's breasts? Did he do an overtly sexual tongue move? Or did he offer him a star role in his next film?
Brett and Julia Roberts said he did an overtly tongue move, and that answer was right.
Number two, one man in Utah started a petition to change the mascot of a new high school, arguing that the plural form of the name sounds dirty. Was it the coxswains, the octopuses, the sphinges, or the phoenixes?
Julia Roberts said the octopuses, and that answer, Ariel, was incorrect. It was Brett that said the phoenixes, and that answer was right.
Octopuses, octopi, what's a sphinge?
Oh, I wrote this down. A sphinges is the plural of sphinx, and a coxswain is the steerman of a ship's boat, racing boat, or other boat.
All right. So just a boat racer guy is a coxswain?
Yeah.
That's an interesting name for him. Number three, people in Alabama are reportedly receiving robocalls from somebody who says they're a Washington Post reporter, and they're looking for damaging information on Roy Moore. What name are they using? Bernie Bernstein, Moy Roar, Richard Stroker, or Timmy Touchington?
Get it?
Yeah.
Both the players said Bernie Bernstein, and that answer was Righty Rightstein.
Number four, a social action platform called Global Citizen released a Taylor Swift parody video. Was it called Pinch It Off? Look Where Some People Poo? I Knew You Were Trouble When You Pooped There? Or Brown Horse?
Brett said Pinch It Off, but I'm going to have to shake it off, and that's the point. Julia Roberts said, I knew you were trouble when you pooped there, but if your answer was a female, she...
Because she's dead.
It would be... Correct answer, look where some people poo.
All kinds of stuff going on there. Number five.
Okay.
Scientists say they've discovered a new planet that could possibly sustain life, and it's called either Ross 128, Zaholera 5000, Chandler 240, or Clomia IZU2.
Brett and Julia Roberts both said Ross 128, and friends, you got it right.
Number six. Was I saying that? Zaholera?
Was a planet generator. Name.
Why? Thing. Even the planet generators don't come up with good names. Why is the naming of planets so hard for these people?
I'm not sure.
Ross 128 is just weird. Number six, a man in Arizona appeared on the doctors. He said that you can clear your sinuses by doing this. Taking a hot shower in the fetal position, taking one shot of hydrogen peroxide, snorting a line of sriracha, or masturbation.
Both the players said masturbation, and that answer was right.
Final question, number seven. Yesterday we learned that bumblebees were originally called this until about the mid-20th century. Did they used to call bumblebees rumplebees, tinderbees, humblebees, or lel stangitang?
Brett said tinderbees, and this is unbelievable, but you got it wrong. Julie Roberts said humblebees, and sit down. You got it right. And now we have a tie.
Uh-oh. All right, let's get them both back. And here's Julia Roberts. Here is Brett. They're ready for your tiebreaker, Sabrina.
Julia Roberts, you will go first. How many freckles did Howdy Doody have?
On his face?
Just how many freckles did Howdy Doody have?
Valid question, though.
he had 47 freckles.
All right. 47 freckles. Very
Brett?
Specific.
48.
48 freckles. He's one-upping them.
The correct answer is 48 freckles.
Oh, man!
Brett is winner of live trivia.
Congratulations, damn. Brett. You're the winner of live trivia.
Howdy Doody.
He's just a huge Howdy Doody fan.
It's like, I know this.
He knew eventually that would come into play and really get him a win, and today's the day it pays off, Brett. Congratulations. What do we have for prizes today, Sulu?
Brett, you got a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah at the Dr. Phillips Center on Saturday, January 27th, which I believe they just had another show for that. Tickets are on sale now. Visit drphillipscenter.org for more info. Or I have a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve.
Spooky, dude.
Because it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's ghosty.
Yeah. That's at the Amway Center, December 16th. Tickets for TSO's winter tour on sale now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets.
Thank you. Let's take a look at the scoreboard of the News Junkie app.
At the top spot with 2,655 points, the Dita, followed by Testicular Manslaughter, Fancy Nancy, Ask Holio, Steezy, Took My Shave with a Levy with a Levy with Bride, Beyonce, Sabrina and Me, Username, Scar Chest, and Laser Blade. The back five look like... Here for the beer, just the tip, Michael Oxlong, Bluegill McGillicuddy, and Derek.
All right, thank you all for playing along. We really, truly do appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you're not playing along, we don't appreciate that. So take a second of your time. Download the app. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Get it all ready to go. Get in the chat room. Hang out with some people. Get weird. And just enjoy life. It's really good as a time waster, especially when you're using the restroom. Just very, very good for that. Burns time like nothing else.
Poop and chat.
All you have to do is search for The News Junkie in the App Store. When we come back, a woman kicked off a flight for a rather bizarre reason. That reason is next. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting SeacoastBank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
I got news for you, and it's going down. Before you come home and tell me you're not angry,
I'll be
leaving.
Get through this next thing. We'll get to this woman who got kicked off a flight for a rather bizarre reason. I'm excited, though, when we go home for secret shows, or we go back to the secret show studio later. Waiting for us is the delivery of the Fickle Stash bags.
Ooh.
I haven't seen them yet. I mean, all I've seen is like mock-ups, and I'm sure they'll have slipped in a note from one of the little underage workers at the facility where this was made, but
help.
When we get back, we're going to be able to see those for the first time. That's for the VIP and super VIP folks. But I have a feeling that the delivery guy, all of them probably, UPS, FedEx, all those people, are going to hate me so much.
Yeah, probably.
Because over the coming weeks, there's so much heavy stuff and thousands of magnets. And you don't think about it when you walk away from a News Junkie event with one magnet. But imagine getting delivery of thousands of them.
Seriously, and you walk by something metal and all of a sudden you can't move because it's stuck to it.
Stuck in the elevator, the UPS guy, whatever. They'll knock on my door and they'll be like, what is this? What? Because it's not the biggest thing that they're carrying, but it's just so heavy because it's concentrated in these magnets.
Like a dead baby.
They would probably buy that, but they're going to absolutely hate me over the coming weeks as more and more things come in for the event.
Maybe you should consider donating a dolly or something down there, like to the post office folks from Sean, so it's not that much of a bitch to get it up.
They have a dolly. And I don't know if I can improve on the dolly that they have. It looks pretty impressive, but they sometimes just carry stuff. Like they'll put the dolly halfway down the hallway and grab one of the deliveries, and then they just start bringing it over. And I think sometimes they don't realize. And then, you know, they're knocking on the door. I'm like, be there in a second. And they're dying as they hand it over to me. It's going to be a couple of weeks of people dropping off stuff and then just giving me that look. You know, they drop off the package and they're just like, they shake their head in my general direction.
There's that weird guy who orders heavy stuff.
A lot of heavy stuff in weird boxes. They probably, and if they listen to the show, they probably go, maybe he is doing this cocaine thing that they always razz him about. He's taking delivery of this stuff right to his front door.
See?
Mm-hmm. That's not what it is. So it's just really, really heavy magnet deliveries. And you've seen some of them. I don't know if you've seen all of them, but they've been a big hit so far. The posters for the 4th annual Just Okay holiday party.
I made a bit of a boo-boo yesterday.
Oh, yeah, an older version.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how much has changed. This is how the process is. Like, we were set for one thing. I put the old posters. I'm like, let's see what social media does. I didn't even look at the comments after getting word that I put the wrong one.
Yeah, when we started this whole thing, I was like, all right, it's going to be this date and then this date. Oh, man, so many different things have happened over the last couple of months in relation to this event. And Sabrina, you might have seen the Easter egg because she posted an older version of the poster with a completely different date, same location and everything. I think it just said it was Saturday instead of Friday, December 15th. But you've seen the posters. There's four designs in total for the event, and there's a magnet that matches each design. Now, I'm hoping that those come in next week. And when they do, I'll post them on the Facebook page, and we'll post them on Instagram and Twitter. We'll post them on all of the social medias that we can.
Facebook!
Put those out
Instagram,
there.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
Because I'm telling you, these are the absolute best, most cool designs, best magnets that have ever been introduced into Game of Magnets. And when you get your general admission ticket, at least for the first, we haven't put an actual number. I'm going to put an actual number on. For the first 800 people that show up. For the first 800 people, you're looking angry now.
No, I'm not angry at all.
You're shaking your head like, oh, boy.
No, I was waiting to hear the number.
For the first 800 people, we have to cap it at that, because if we just give everybody a magnet, we're not going to have as many as we need to get the job done. But first 800 people through the door to the 4th annual Just Okay holiday party will get one of these, but randomized. Not like, you know, you're going to get this one, the next person's going to get. You're going to get one of the four designs. And then you could get creative. I mean, really, you could go in there and start bartering. I heard about a guy who had a red paper clip and ended up with a house.
Oh, okay.
Trade your way up. You start with one of those magnets. You pull some magic. I don't know, pull a rabbit out of a hat. You can leave with all four of them if you really know what you're doing and you're good at bartering. I don't know if you guys are. I'm a bad barterer, generally.
I don't even think you barter. I think you're just up for whatever price someone throws at you.
Well, I tried. Because when I went to Mexico, everybody said, oh, no, don't just take whatever price they throw at you. But I'm just awkward at bartering. Mm-hmm. Like they go, I go, how many U.S. dollars is this? And they say, like, $30. And I go, I'll give you 17. And they'd go, $30. And I go, I'll give you 22, $30. And like, I'm just going to give you $30.
I'll give $40. You 35, yeah.
Yeah, I probably overpaid for most of the things. Maybe I just look like a mark. Maybe they see me walk into these places and they go, he's not going to be good at this.
Are we making that a term now?
What?
We wait till he's out of rehab?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's, don't bring me back.
Nice.
Poor Mark.
That's what you meant.
No. Mark,
like a target.
You think Mark is passed out now? The guy who called in earlier?
Maybe.
Or is he still drinking and
taking
even
a little nap?
It's on a whole nother level right now. If you missed that, you can catch it on the podcast when that's released.
If I post it, bitches.
Oh, God. You know how mad people get when this happens. You know how upset. And buckle up, folks, because we're about to switch to a different podcast posting provider.
Yay.
Triple P, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And who knows what's going to happen with that. Hopefully it's smooth and no real issues. Here's the thing, and I'm glad we're talking about this now. Because people do get so upset. There's so many people that listen to the podcast. And if it doesn't go up by 4, they are lynching C-Lane. There's a digital lynching that happens every day. And they're going, what's happening here? How hard could it be? I don't know where C-Lane's priorities are, but they're not with the podcast. All kinds of things. But this one, allegedly, supposedly, is supposed to make it so exactly when the show ends every day. You know, like by 3:05, that podcast will be up. Good God, C-Lane. They're giving you all the technology. Why can we not make this happen?
You know what the longest part of it is the damn description. Having to remember what we talked about.
Oh, my God.
Hours.
You can't crank out a description?
You could borrow your paper, but your handwriting's illegible.
Let's see it today. It makes sense here.
My trivia, maybe.
I challenge you. After the show, to crank out a description.
To be fair, after the show, my brain can't think about the show. And that's why. We talked about the moment.
Well, you can't even crank out a description.
How about this? I talked for 4 hours. You figure out the description in the meantime. Right now, you can be thinking
about
the description.
Not a bad idea, actually.
Right now, you can have the title already.
I do it sometimes.
So the challenge, you accept or reject it?
You rejected it.
What, me?
Rejected.
Oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. That's C-Lane's job.
I told you to do it once.
C-Lane's like the partner you're in a relationship with that does a bad job at a massage on purpose so they don't have to do the massage anymore.
Oh, screw you. That is never anything I've done.
Rubbing your shoulders here. But for him, it's like, oh, this podcast thing. And so corporate goes to C-Lane and they go, we got this. We've got the top of the line equipment and software.
I liked the old way.
Now, to C-Lane's credit.
It wasn't even up until this morning with the old way. This way is supposed to be faster.
Oh, because every once in a while I forget to hit one button.
Why don't people just
still
listen live?
Happen.
Listen live to the show.
Yeah, they should. You should be listening live. But if you're not and you're listening on podcasts, they want to know what's happening on the show before the next live trivia happens. You know, we have like these delayed listeners that listen to podcasts, then will play live trivia the next day, and then listen to the podcast.
No, I know.
Different
I get
schedule.
That. Yeah.
You writing the description over there? You writing all this down?
Yeah, right. Sean and C-Lane argued over the podcast.
I will. This is supposed to make it so you can every single day. Boom, it's 3 o'clock post. Boom, it's 3 o'clock post.
Boom.
And you're telling me this is going to be even more difficult?
Boom.
It's going to be easy.
It's going to be easy. So we're not going to have any problems.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have problems.
Why are we going to have problems?
Because
it's how it works.
What? You know, you act like I'm piling on here. Just the podcast needs to be up. It's not that complicated. Do I need to do the podcast?
It's usually up, my gosh.
It's usually up.
Crawl out of my ass.
Let's go to the texting service. Is it usually up? Or do I always have to deal with people going, where's the podcast? Where's the podcast? Where's the podcast?
I wouldn't say always.
You little bit of criticism about when the podcast is up. You are thin-skinned about that, man.
Don't start calling them names. I mean, it's a new technology.
On the old one.
Okay, but when it comes to it, there's going to be some problems. What happened yesterday, it was up on one platform. I mean, it's only three of us here, too. I'm trying to help.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying to defend him.
Well, it's just
nothing
like,
changed. He's on the old platform still.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'll do the podcast.
You stopped yourself in the middle of it.
I mean, unless you could find the old intern how-to, I wouldn't know what to do.
That's the thing. People always go, Jesus, Sean, get the podcast up. I don't even know how to do it. If I knew how to do it, I'd probably just do it to get everybody off my back when they're saying that the podcast isn't up. You see the internal problems that we have with this stuff?
What internal problems you're going to have is high blood pressure with that attitude.
I know. heart is pumping a little bit too much over here. I got to relax. Let me get to this story here. Are we okay, C-Lane?
I'm fine.
That was weird. It's very sensitive about any criticism.
No, I don't know if he's being sensitive.
He is. He's being sensitive. I could tell.
You're kind of just cleaning the bus and throwing him under.
That's fine. What do you deserve criticism if you screwed something up?
I guess. I don't know if it would be on the air necessarily.
But it's going to be eventually. And the people who are listening who don't get the podcast need to know what's happening and why it's happening like that.
Why don't we find someone to do it for free? Is there a listener out there who wants to learn computers?
No, we're not doing that.
Then they're going to screw it up too, and then God knows what happens from there. Hopefully this all gets sorted out, and the new system makes things faster and better, and we love you podcasting folks. We do indeed. A plane passenger was booted off a flight because of her rowdy emotional support pig causing mayhem on board the flight. The woman was given her marching orders after the havoc-wreaking hog began walking up and down the aisles. Even attempts to strap the farmyard animal to an armrest failed. Wait, is this like a pig not in a cage or anything? One shocked onlooker said the brown swine looked around 5 stone, which I never know this conversion. The UK folks say stone.
Pounds
is 14.
What? That's a weird one. So it's
70 pounds.
I 70.
70 pound pig's a pretty big pig, actually.
That's a lot of bacon.
And this thing's running around, and they're trying to tie it to the armrest. They said that the woman grabbed it, tossed it over her shoulder, and marched off. Others initially thought it was a duffel bag, but then they were given the shock of their lives when it began oinking on board the U.S. Airways flight out of Connecticut. I'm amazed that you could just bring this thing on. Did they let you on all the airlines bring in whatever animal you want?
I didn't think so, but I guess if it's an emotional support pig.
Yeah.
My question is, did they have to divert the flight?
No.
Is there a name for the pig?
No, I think it may have been before any of this happened, because it said she just walked right off.
Well, I'm out of here. Me and my pig are gone.
Staff were eventually forced to order the pig off the flight when it became too disruptive. They said it was taken on board as an emotional support animal. But, yeah, it must have been before they ended up taking off, because otherwise she wouldn't be able to storm off with the pig. She'd be stuck on there until the damn thing was all done and the flight was over and they could get the animal off there. And that's not the way, at least seemingly, that this all worked out. Is this Al Franken's accuser talking here?
I think so.
There's another person that's saying Senator Al Franken groped her and kissed her in 2006. And let's see, it was Leanne Tweeden on CNN right now. Can we pull that up?
And Al told a couple of jokes, and then Al goes in for a kiss or more from Leanne and fails.
Oh, this isn't her?
And I just thought, yeah, that's exactly what happens. And he failed every time, because that's what happens on stage. And, you know, I thought it would be, the joke would always have been to me, the funny part was, it would have been like Al would have, you know, in my mind, Al would have just come in for a kiss and I would have turned my face, or I would have put my hand on his mouth. And that would have been the funny part, right? That would have been like this old guy coming in for the kiss from the hot girl or whatever. You know, the skit would have been to these young troops and it would have been funny because it was comedy, right? Obviously, it turned out completely different. But, you know, so I had to act my way through the rest of the shows for the next 2 weeks. And I just made sure I was never alone with him again. I didn't tell.
He's calling for an investigation into himself right now.
Our USO rep, kids, what was I going to do? Be the troublemaker? Be like, okay, I'm going to MC every part of the show for the hour except the 10 minutes I'm on stage with Al. You know, I just sucked it up. I'm a strong girl. I'm a sportscaster, so I deal with guys every day. I'm just going to fake it and act like an actress and do this part with him and then not talk to him for the rest of the tour. I mean, right. It was a big tour.
Leanne Tweeden, I think that's her, but she said her own name. She's like talking in the third person.
Yeah, I think so.
And I guess that she's saying she was on some USO tour with Senator Al Franken, who was a comedian who was on Saturday Night Live way back when, did the Stuart Smalley stuff. And she's saying that he groped her and kissed her in 2006. There's a photo of him with his hands on her breasts. It looks
really?
Like a, yeah, it's like supposed to be a joke photo, and he's apologizing for that. And then, like I said, he called for an ethics investigation into himself. He's like, I want there to be an investigation, and I'll cooperate as much as I possibly can with said investigation.
Is he still a senator?
Yeah. Al Franken's still a senator in Minnesota, yeah. I believe.
Minnesota.
Is where he's a senator. He's the latest in the kind of sexual assault, sexual harassment, whatever allegation wave that we've seen. Al Franken with some heat right now on him. We'll see how that all plays out. Back in just a second with Jury Duty. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Tackling sensitive subjects with unparalleled irreverence. You're listening to the News Junkies.
Jury Duty in just a moment. There's people saying that this could actually take Al Franken down. I don't know how far it's going to go, but yeah, so we're learning more about this. A woman named Leanne Tweeden, who was a fellow performer on a 2006 USO tour, that's when they go around and like, do performances for the troops, said that she was sexually harassed by Senator Al Franken, the comedian turned politician. And I have his actual statement here. He says, the first thing I want to do is apologize to Leanne, to everybody else who was part of that tour, to everybody who has worked for me, to everybody who I represent, to everybody who counts on me to be an ally and supporter and champion of women. There's more I want to say, but the first and most important thing, and if it's the only thing you care to hear, that's fine. I'm sorry. He says, I respect women. I don't respect men who don't. And the fact that my own actions have given people a good reason to doubt that makes me feel ashamed. But I want to say something else, too. Over the last few months, all of us, including and especially men who respect women, have been forced to take a good hard look at our own actions and think, perhaps shamefully for the first time, about how those actions have affected women. That's rich to say in a story or comment about how you sexually harass somebody. Everybody else, look in the mirror and try to fix who you are. You're the one at the moment who's in the spotlight, buddy. For instance, that picture. This is the picture we were talking about where I think she's in, like, army fatigues. This is the younger woman who is with Al Franken. Mm-hmm. And he's got his hands on her boobs. And he says, I don't know what was in my head when I took that picture, and it doesn't matter. There's no excuse. I look at it now, and I feel disgusted with myself. It isn't funny. It's completely inappropriate. It's obvious how Leanne would feel violated by that picture. And what's more, I could see how millions of other women would feel violated by it. Women who have had similar experiences in their own lives. Women who fear having those experiences. Blah, blah, blah. And then he says, I'm asking that an ethics investigation be undertaken, and I will gladly cooperate. So, again, calling on an investigation into his own actions. It's like, I know somebody else is going to do it, so I'll just beat him to the punch. Hey, investigate me. I'll work along with you. So there he is. That's his statement. We'll see if anything else happens to Al Franken as a result of the latest accusations here. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. 1-800-DeWitt-LAW is the phone number, and you can both call that number and say, look, I've got a car accident or a workplace injury or something. I want to try to go after the insurance companies. Or you can text that number. And it's more than just personal injury cases. The DeWitt Law Firm, Moses and everybody over there, they can help you out with a divorce if you're going through it, or really just anything you can think of where you need an attorney. They're flexible like that, and they're there to help you out. So 1-800-DeWitt-LAW or ask, A-S-K, at DeWittLaw.com. A pretty crazy story out of Salt Lake City. Some guy was trying to grope this woman who was out on a jog. And she was prepared for this. She was doing something that's pretty dangerous, actually. And a lot of women won't do it at all. And that's jogging at night.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got a tough schedule. And with the daylight savings time and stuff, you're like, I can't do it in the morning. When I get home from work, I got to do X, Y, and Z. Next thing I know, it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and it's getting dark. But they want to get a jog in to get some exercise. They go out. It's dark. God only knows what happens if you're in some park like they were in this case. But she is not to be trifled with. She carries a knife when she goes out on these jogs. As soon as he grabbed a hold of her, she pulled out her knife and just started stabbing away on this dude. Yeah, she got him multiple times. And then the tables are turned. She's chasing after his ass. as he's trying to run to some bus stop and down an alleyway where he finally got away. So she had this small knife, and they think that she got him in the chest and the arms. A white male between 15 and 30.
Okay.
Pretty big age gap there. He's believed to be about 5'9", 150 pounds.
And has a bunch of stab wounds.
Yeah, and he's got some stab wounds. And they immediately go to the hospital and try to investigate that and go, hey, does anybody, any new patients with stab wounds? But they didn't find anybody.
I find that very interesting and what that argument will be. Because I don't have any weapons. I have my concealed, but I don't have a gun.
Yeah.
I do have knives. Like, I carry around a knife.
You have defense things.
Correct. Now, when does it cross the line where it's no longer you defending yourself and there's, like, 12 stab wounds in the person? Could they turn it around on you in court saying, like...
I think they can.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's so scary to think about. I mean...
But what jury is ever going to... side with the guy.
You'd be surprised. I'm just saying, like, what is the defense when it comes? Maybe it's a milk question.
I think it's a tough one. I think we've talked about some of this stuff before. I think it's like you can fight back and even use lethal force while you feel like your life is in jeopardy. But if you go past that, you can become the aggressor. She's chasing this guy down. But she could say, look, I just stabbed him right away when he was going after me. I was chasing him down to try to hold him until the cops got there.
Right.
That was a whole different reason to do this. As of now, they have not found this person. There is a Dallas prosecutor. I meant to get to this yesterday. She's an assistant DA, and she is in the video that went viral of her in this Uber car just being a total bitch. I think she was drunk, and she was, like, attacking the guy.
Is this one that we've already seen?
I don't know if you've seen it or not.
We've seen a few of these.
There's been a bunch of these. This is one that just came out a couple of days ago, maybe over the weekend or so. And it's a woman by the name of Jody Warner. And she was in a car with this guy, Sean Platt, and she just started belittling him. She hit him at some point in time.
Hit him?
And she kept going, I'm the assistant DA. You know, you can't get away with this. I think I'm going to get you on a kidnapping charge. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start recording this. Didn't end well for her. Here she is at the press conference when she announced her resignation.
First of all, I just want to apologize for my language.
The hitting?
To the district attorney's office. I'm sorry. For embarrassing the office that I love very much and respect very much. I embarrassed my family. I embarrassed myself. That is not who I am. And thank you to Judge Frizzell. I'm sorry, y'all. This has been a long few days.
I'm sorry, yeah.
She's from Dallas, huh?
Because of our office policy with the media, I wasn't able to respond. And I wanted to respect that policy, but if yesterday afternoon around 3:30, I was let go.
Oh, she got fired.
So she wants to respect that policy, but not the policy of, you know, not hitting others and cursing people out for no reason.
She's saying she didn't hit him. You could hear some stuff on the tape that certainly sounds like she did. She's saying she got upset and felt uncomfortable because she got in the Uber. Mm-hmm. She told him, well, the Uber app told him what the destination was. And then he was following the GPS from Uber. And she's like, why are you going this way? This is making me uncomfortable. He goes, I'm following the GPS to your destination. She wanted him to go some other way. And Uber drivers sometimes won't do that. They have to follow the actual screen.
They're supposed to follow the customer.
So if you said, go this way, this is easier to get there. They're supposed to actually do that.
Yeah, you're in charge. You're the customer. And they're supposed to, I think. I mean, the GPS is a guide. Now, some of them that may not communicate as well, they just go by whatever the GPS says.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've told you before, I get in an Uber all the time. I'll be like, hey, we're going to need to turn around and head towards this road, towards Orange Avenue.
It's something that's like a glitch with their GPS in that area or something in your case.
Well, it's not even a glitch. It's just because of the way they're facing. And I'll go, hey, we need to turn around and head back towards this. And sometimes they don't even acknowledge it. They just keep going and then go like the long way around. I'm like, what if these roads over here were blocked off and I knew better?
The other thing that comes into play though is she was pretty drunk and maybe they have a different protocol where they're like, now I got a drunk person. I just want to get them to this destination. And I'll tell you, I know this from talking to Uber drivers. There's a lot of them that are really worried about this stuff.
About
getting accused of having done something or getting into altercation. And they, a lot of them, I mean, think about the last 5-6 Ubers you've been in. A lot of them have cameras now. A lot of them have dash cams.
I probably don't even recognize it.
Remember the one we saw when we were going, I don't remember, last time we were all in an Uber together. The driver had one up on the dashboard, and we were talking about that. There's a lot of them that are trying to protect themselves legally with this kind of stuff because, I think it is. You never know what's going to happen. Back in a moment, a judgment for a student in a teacher sex case. Pretty impressive what they came up with on this one. Details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
From the show.
Documenting and contributing to the decline in American culture. This is the News Junkie.
More of your dispatches in just a moment. When is that event, Sabrina? I'm going now. Got pumped up by that commercial.
I had no idea that's what it sounded like.
I love when you record something. Like if we have an event or something, or something that we're going to make an appearance at, you record something. You get a script for it, and you read through and stuff. But then sometimes somebody somewhere else in the building will take it and pump it up a little bit.
Oh, and did they pump it up?
And I don't think Celine heard it because the boss man Bradshaw was in his booth.
No, I heard it yesterday. And but when I heard it yesterday, I went to Sabrina in the talk bag and I was like, so what'd you think? And she goes, what? I was like, you didn't hear your ad just now?
I think it's great.
It's different. I mean, I think it definitely pumps it up. It has people excited, of course, to join me and C-Lane Thanksgiving Eve block party on Church Street Wednesday, November 22nd. Ayo, 10 to midnight.
My favorite part.
My friends, Thanksgiving Eve.
Is this it?
I know what we're doing. We're going to the biggest party of the year, and it's downtown Orlando on Church Street. On top of it,
listen, can you pause?
I can't pause. I just playing stuff.
Listen to the people in the background that they've put. Like, you're at a party right now as you're recording this.
Listen up, my friends. Thanksgiving Eve. Right. I know what we're doing. We're going to the biggest party
of the
year, and it's downtown Orlando. Hey-o! On Church Street. Yes. On top of it. Oh, is it? What about my yes?
Oh, you want to hear the AO?
No, it's okay. We'll pull it out.
I can get to the AO. Real
fast
quickly.
Forward right to the AO. AO!
AO reverb. And a three. And two.
There you go.
And
he's got to get into the mainframe.
I'm hacking here.
Get to the actual audio file.
This is why things are broken. We have 25-minute commercial breaks.
Yeah.
That is exactly why.
All right. You got it?
It's a lock party. Plus, dollar drinks at Chillers. We'll see you Wednesday. Ayo.
Ayo. I like it.
Ayo.
There's a lot of energy there. It's going to be a big event
Good time.
What is it again?
That is going to be November 22nd, the Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. And Celia and I are partying together until midnight.
Oh, you guys haven't been out to a gig like that together in a while, right?
It's been a minute, and we're going to just tear down the house. Ayo!
It's a week from yesterday, and I think I might have said a week from today earlier, but it's a week from yesterday. It's Wednesday, they say the biggest drinking day of the year, the night before Thanksgiving.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Any excuse for people to drink, they'll make it a thing.
Plus, you know what's nice?
Mm-hmm.
With the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, if you're not cooking, so you guys are out there, you and Celine are out there, and you're definitely going to be drinking at this event. Mm. And when you're done, you go home, you relax, you kick back, and you go to sleep. But the next day, you don't have to get up early. Nobody eats Thanksgiving dinner before 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got the recovery time built in.
That's what it says here. It says nap all day on Thanksgiving, get weird on Thanksgiving Eve downtown.
That's it. That makes a lot of sense now that I think about that. What do they say are the most alcoholic holidays? This is one now, they're saying?
Biggest alcohol. What do you mean now?
Out.
It's been like that for a while.
I haven't heard of it before. So the day before Thanksgiving is one of the biggest drinking days.
Black Friday is a big drinking day.
Is it really? So a lot of
around, for my family.
A lot of Thanksgiving drinking. Yeah, you said you guys throw a pretty epic Black Friday party over at the Ambra household.
I mean, I thought that maybe the 80 people that I have never met before going to my house would inspire my mom to never have that again.
Well, she likes it,
sure
right?
Sure enough, Sabrina, I think we should have a Black Friday party again. Invite your friends and the vodka.
Is your mom like the entertainer type? She likes to do that kind of stuff?
She loves to host.
My mom never did that kind of stuff. She would like to go over to somebody else's right. house when they have it, but she, I don't think she liked the stress of putting it all together.
Yeah, my mom likes that stuff. My dad, on the other hand, is just going to stay in his man cave.
Does he?
The entire night.
He stays there the whole time?
Not a social guy.
Oh, well, it's going to be a good event out there the day before Thanksgiving. Go drink with Sabrina and C-Lane.
Hey,
And then you have the whole next day to recuperate, get back in the mix of things.
I have the whole next day to cook Thanksgiving dinner and probably brunch.
Are you hosting this year?
I pretty much host every year at my house.
I thought you did the thing with all the rejects. They're not rejects. I didn't mean to say that. No, there's another name for it.
Misfits. Yeah. We say misfits.
Yeah, misfit Thanksgiving, he calls it.
But usually that means I do a significant portion of the cooking. Even if I'm not hosting it at my own house, which I believe it's back at my house this year, there's still a lot of the, I would still be hosting it, co-hosting it somewhere else.
That's a giant pain in the ass.
That's fun.
It's a giant pain in the ass, and it's probably expensive too, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, I have people bringing stuff, and then we kind of allot different things to different people, as far as dishes to make. And then last year we had it like straight up catering style with the big pans and the sternos and all that stuff. It was good.
Can you, with Thanksgiving, can you wing it and at the last minute go, or are they fully out of turkeys and everything if you wait too long?
No.
I feel like people are prepared now.
I mean, people are prepared, but I think if you were to go next Wednesday to Publix, you could probably find some scraggler turkey or some other sort of meat. And there's always like
the little hens.
This week at Publix, there's going to be all the BOGOs are going to be Thanksgiving themed. Boxes of stuffing, jars of gravy, all that kind of stuff.
Man.
Yummy.
Yeah.
And I want to know, because this might be important for me.
Okay.
Can I prime now a turkey? Is that a thing?
Oh my God, that'd be beautiful.
Like,
if you can prime now an urn, I feel like you could prime now
a turkey. Prime now an urn?
Yeah. Dude,
I haven't gone that far through the searching of this, but if I could prime now like a big butterball turkey.
Well, last I used prime now, there were meats available. And now, because Amazon has scooped up Whole Foods, Whole Foods is part of it too. So I'm on prime now right now.
I heard about this morning. You can, through Prime Now or your Amazon Prime account, they'll give you, you can buy the turkey, they give you the certificate, you go to Whole Foods, and you're good to go.
Oh, but you still got to pick it up?
Maybe it gets delivered. I'm not completely sure.
I want it delivered right to me.
I'm not seeing a full turkey here. Mm. You can get some turkey breast.
If you do a Thanksgiving dinner with sliced turkey in the package, doesn't really have the impact.
My old policy was no turkey at all. The only turkey was wild turkey. But I have loosened on that because we're just getting free turkeys lately.
Yeah.
People just give us turkeys.
People just drop off turkeys in your place?
Yeah.
I have a turkey that's been in my freezer, I want to say almost a year.
Is it still good?
I don't know. That's my question.
Wait, didn't you lose power during the hurricanes?
But it was so frozen and the freezer, I had not opened it. I think that I didn't even have time to defrost.
I don't know enough about that. It could be dangerous.
But I'm going to eat it anyways.
Maybe it was like a big ice cube. A former Florida student has won a judgment against a teacher in a sex case. This was a young woman who was 16. The teacher was her geometry teacher that entered a guilty plea to having sex with her when she was 16 and sending her lewd text messages. And a Miami-Dade civil court jury decided the damages against this guy, 35-year-old Bresnil Jansen Moans, and her verdict for this 16-year-old who had sex with a teacher, $49 million.
Damn.
The school board had already settled with a now 20-year-old woman, but I mean, I don't know if they'll collect on this. Holy cow. They said that the school board was hit with a neglect charge because there was a known history of improper behavior by the teacher.
Oh, my God.
The,
he looks so familiar to
does
me.
Does he?
Yeah.
The guy, I mean, it's down there in Homestead. That's where this is. Huh. Or the Miami-Dade Civil Court where this whole thing happened. They don't mention the exact school, but holy cow, man. He served 6 months in prison, and she just got herself a $50 million judgment.
Interesting, considering that it was statutory rape. Now, that is often alongside you weren't allowed to do that because of the age difference, mm-hmm. but it's not like it was against her will.
No. Yeah, she could be willing as a willing participant, but because of the age, she's 16, he's 30-something at the time, or close to it. Yeah, I think he would be right around 30-something. Mm. And just that age difference is enough to do that alone. That's why he served the 6 months. Let's go to some of your dispatches real quick. Here is Mosh Pit.
Hello, news junkies.
Hi.
Sean, the thing about the LSD and helping you quit drinking, actually how that works is they have you in a room and they give you the dose of LSD and they have all kinds of alcohol, but they have your favorite ones in front of you. And all of them have mean faces on them. And they just keep playing a recording. We will kill you if you drink us.
That's not,
not a thing.
That's not true.
So pretty much it just scares the hell out of you. All right, guys. Have a great day.
Did I ever show you guys the video of the experiment with the guy on meth? And like they said at the beginning, and they showed this. I have to find this at some point. They showed this guy, and he was doing like 10 to 20 times the amount of meth you're supposed to do in a dose. And they had him hooked up to like blood pressure machines and like an EKG or something, whatever the thing around your head is. And oh my God, man. So I don't know if they do that kind of stuff anymore where they're testing with the drugs like they used to. I think you just get so high off the LSD, you want to be clear headed and maybe not drink so much. Here's the antagonist.
Hey guys, quick question about this bumper sticker that says F Trump. The real question is, does it say, you know, F, is it kind of like blurted out in the text, or does it actually have the curse spelled out? Because if it has the curse spelled out, then the planes could come from parents, you know, with young children in the cars. Think of the children.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, if it's blurted out, you know, I agree with you totally. F that.
Yeah, careful.
All right. Take it easy, bye.
I don't even know if it has to be blurred out or censored on there. I don't think it is, but it's hard to tell, like everything else, because the news puts a blur on it before we get to see what's actually behind that. I think it's just spelled out the F word on the back of this person's car. But I've seen people with shirts. Like somebody I saw with a shirt one time, there's a bunch of people with this shirt. There's an F-U, yeah, F and F, or you know, just full of the F word, not censored out at
right.
all. You don't see those people get arrested just walking down the street or anything. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's different in different states and different places. Back in just a moment with a hairdresser found guilty of a very sickening crime. Those details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Because you're never too old to learn something stupid. This is the News Junkie.
A couple kids with the lovers leave. We had a long, long list of writing all our dreams down. We're dead on the
more water. Your dispatches in just a moment. And I can't believe that this is a story, but this morning as I'm going around, I'm looking, all right, what can we talk about? What kind of stories are out there in the world? I start to see this headline all over the place. And on ABC, I think the exact headline was something like, Trump gets thirsty, needs water during speech. And I'm going, that doesn't seem like an actual news story. I'm sure there are some other things that you can occupy your time with. And then I found out what it was for. You know, it's just one of these things that they use. And they do this with politicians all the time. And it's when they do something that makes them look a little bit weird or dumb. Like he struggled with the water bottle. And he did something, oh man, he had like this NPR syndrome going, is what I'll call it. And it's if you're listening and you know somebody needs a sip of water. And I was like, you know, like there's things happening up in that mouth.
And like his mouth in particular is just ripe for one of like those little balls, the white balls in the corner of your mouth.
That's like when you get so much of that MPR mouth that I don't know, I want to say yeast. I know it's probably not yeast in your mouth, but it's all building up, and then on the corner of your lip, you got like balls of this stuff, and then sometimes those just fall off. I mean, that's when it gets to a very serious level. But I'm wondering, why was this a news story? And then I say, okay, they're just trying to make fun of them. And they put this out there. My favorite part of it was, there's a moment in time where he's given this speech, and then he knows, oh, he got that thing going on. He knows that he needs a sip of water. And he goes to find the water bottle, and there isn't. He's like, no water, that's fine.
Where's my water?
I don't need it. There's no water. Here he is.
Japanese companies have announced investments in the United States worth more than $8 billion.
You can hear it already right there.
Japanese companies have announced investments in the United States more than $8 billion, 17,000 jobs.
Oh, my God, he hates it so bad.
They don't have water. That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
And the guy's like, there's water.
That's okay.
Right there, the water's there. He grabs it, and he drinks water a little bit weird. It's got like a weird stylistic way of drinking water.
Why? Does it come out of his gills?
He's like holding it out and just...
China, we also announced...
He saved the day, though. He just looks a little odd when he does it. They had the same thing with Marco Rubio at one point in time. I do the same thing, too, but a little bit different with my water bottle. If I'm stuck in the elevator with somebody and a lot of time is going by and it's like, okay, we're not really talking to each other, I'll unscrew the cap on my water bottle. And I know damn well I don't have any water in there, but I'll still be like, like, yeah, what am I doing? I'm trying to cut through the awkwardness by fake drinking my water in the elevator with this person that I don't even know.
That's why I have the same exact conversation with the boring people that I ride the elevator with.
Well, you do the same thing?
Based on the day.
What do you start with? Like, oh, beautiful day outside.
I go, well, back to the grind, huh? At least we're halfway through.
Every single day.
Happy Friday Eve.
Every once in a while, you say that as a joke, but you'll get in the elevator with somebody who really does the elevator small talk to to the tens, you know? He's in there, he's like, ugh, back to the grind. Who is the sales guy here who always does that? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Let's go.
Oh, what is his name?
There's
a sales guy who's he's like, just going to your job of being a radio host, being a big superstar. And it's just the same. I'm not talking about who you think I am because my voice sounded like Shot Doctor, perhaps, there.
No. He's also not a salesperson.
He's not? The guy I'm talking about?
Shot Doctor?
No, yeah, he's not. No.
No, I know who you're talking about. He's a little droopy dog.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
I didn't want to say that.
He's very sweet.
He looks a little bit like droopy dog.
Sees me downstairs smoking. He's like, doing some show prep for the radio, aren't ya?
He's got his own way about him, and he's got the small talk down pat. I'm not good at it. I just
that water bottle will be fine.
I'm never going to be somebody who's excellent at small talk. And you know why? Because I don't care. I just have to be honest with myself. I don't care if you're having a good day.
Just,
I don't care. Does that make me a giant dick? Because when I get in the elevator, if you're like, oh, it's raining outside, I'm going, how soon until this person stops talking?
Okay, you may be doing that, but you're not doing it outwardly.
No, it's all
Mr.
Very
Tough Guy talking about it over the microphone. When it comes to it, you'd be like, yeah, it is actually pretty nice.
It's all buried inside.
I could cut diamonds with these.
Outwardly, I could just be like, yeah, absolutely. And then when the person leaves, I go, I never want to see him again. Never want to see that human being again.
Well, you
so are. I was wondering why that was a thing, and it's because he looked a little bit silly when he was having a sip of his water. And they wanted to make fun of him. You guys remember the story out of Universal Studios where the caricature artist got stabbed by the guy who was a former employee of that caricature artist? They just found that guy guilty. And they showed the video. I think they have had the video out for a while of this guy just stabbing at him. It was pretty unbelievable. I think he was using a pair of scissors or something. And he was in Islands of Adventure. And if you've ever been there, you know how the people set up and do the caricature drawings and stuff. He's right in one of those areas. He grabs a pair of scissors and just starts stabbing this dude in the head. It happened on New Year's Day, 2016. And I feel so bad. Right afterwards, I found out who the guy was. somebody had tipped me off, and they're like, hey, here's the guy who got stabbed by this person at Islands of Adventure. And so I go, oh, I'm going to email them. And I'm like, hey, and I sent him this email, and I was like, you should call to the show, you should do this, tell us your story. And then a couple of days later, I learned he was in a coma. And, and I hadn't really seen any video of this poor guy. But the guy who Frederick Torres stabbed, his name is Glenn Ferguson. And good God, I'm sorry. And I feel for you. He now has a really significant stammer because of the trauma of this whole incident. And they had him speaking in the courtroom, and it was very much just like stammering and really difficult for him to get through things. And it was pretty frightening to actually watch what this has done to this poor guy. They say that he is a victim of abuse and shows signs of PTSD. A judge got letters from 100 people asking to put the guy who stabbed him away for life.
Wow.
And that's exactly what the judge did the rest of his life in prison. And I don't know what it is about it. I always think about this. I think it takes more of a nut job to stab somebody a bunch of times than to shoot somebody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if somebody just goes in and shoots it, like your former coworker, whatever, and you're angry, and you go in, and you're pissed off, and you shoot a gun, I think that's terrible. You shouldn't be doing that, obviously.
Bad.
Makes you a monster. But that said, to take a knife or a pair of scissors or some sort of instrument and stab somebody repeatedly.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's like, that is at least the sign for me, based on all my years of watching CSI and Law and Order,
mm-hmm.
and now all the new shows on Netflix. That's like, that's the maniacal part. That's the crazy part.
Is that the sign that somebody's psychotic?
I would think so. I mean, there's is derangement a word?
Yes.
That's what's attached to
Yes, it's deranged.
I would say that and choking somebody.
Because
when they do in the movies, it's not like a 30-second process. Like, choking somebody takes like 15 minutes.
You never
have to sit there and stare.
You
and
never
wait.
Once in a fight choked somebody?
I've never been in a fight before.
You've never been in a fight?
Do I look like somebody who fights
what
people?
Does that mean?
I cry.
Everybody gets in fights all the time.
I mean, I've gotten into like a push and shove.
I think you said at one point that you slapped somebody when you were.
I slapped my brother in the face. Yeah.
You said everybody gets in fights all the time.
Well, not all the time, but well,
you see
not
the statements
everybody.
That you make.
I make statements that I believe are accurate. I think the majority of people. Let me
You're
say
a radio
first.
Host. You have responsibility. You can't just say what you want, John.
That's the motto of the station. we say what we want.
This is true. He got you on that.
I have always thought, and maybe I'm wrong on this. We'll throw it out to the people. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I thought that the majority of people, once they hit like 20 or so, had been in at least one fight.
Hey, Jack, it's Sabrina. Can we work on changing the slogan for Real Radio?
Do you think more people have never been in a fight or have been in a fight?
Men or women are all together.
All together, on both sides. Let's start with guys. Do you think more guys have been in a fight or have never been in a fight?
I've been in a fight.
What about women? You think there's more? I think you might be right on women if you suggest that.
Yeah, but then again, there are some scrappy women out there.
Yeah. And then if you look at World Star Hip Hop as an example for what is right and wrong in this debate here, then you would suggest that women fight just as much as men, because it seems like every single day there's quite a few of those videos uploaded. Let's talk to Nick. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. When you mentioned fighting, when you're saying, you know, have you ever choked anyone in a fight? Choking someone in a fight is really different than trying to murder someone by choking them to death.
Yes,
absolutely, yes.
In a fight, you're just trying to survive, get out of it. But when you decide you're going to kill someone and you decide you're going to choke them to death, that's a bit extreme.
I think, Nick, what we're saying here is the level that it takes to do each of these things. Like, if you're stabbing at somebody and you're doing it repeatedly, that's craziness. But if you choke somebody to death, there's a level of craziness there, too.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But what it takes to choke someone in a fight is a different mindset than what it would take to choke someone to death if you're trying to kill them.
Like, if you're choking somebody in a fight, you're disabling them.
Mm-hmm.
But
just trying to get out of this situation. I got to do whatever I can. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to kill you.
But if you stay there on their neck for like 10 minutes
and you're staring
and watch
in the
them
eyes.
Die in their eyes, then, you know, you're a psycho murderer.
I think the big determining factor is where are you when you're choking the person? Because if you choke a person from behind and you kill them, that's different. If you're choking a person, you're staring right in their eyes, you're crazy as hell.
But still choking from someone from behind takes like minutes. Like that, you have to have that in your head or lack something in your head to sit there for 15 minutes
just dedication.
With death in your hands.
Yeah, that's little bit much.
I haven't even masturbated that long.
Let's talk to JD. You're on Real Radio. Hello, JD.
Hey, what's up, buddy? I got a stabbing story for you.
Well, you been stabbing or you stabbed somebody?
No, I was dating this chick, and she had a friend who worked in an office building, and she was cheating on her husband. Her husband came into the office building and stabbed her 75 times.
Are you kidding me?
No joke.
Did she die?
Of course she died. She got stabbed 75 times.
Don't joke. People
please
can be stabbed
a
lot
promo.
Of times.
Say what we want. Of course she died.
There's people who've been stabbed a lot of times and not died 75
unless
times.
Unless it was in the same exact spot. Of course.
75 times happens to be a lot.
Puncture your calf 75 times. Teach you a lesson.
Just thought I'd share that little info with you.
So. Thank you, JD.
75 times.
Well, thank you.
75 times is a lot of
stabbing.
Is she
okay?
It's possible you can survive this.
You all right?
You could stab somebody 75 times in non-essential places of their body, and then they eventually will recover.
Oh, is this from Sean's fact book?
The wind will blow right through them for the rest of their life and time on Earth, but they can survive. Didn't 50 Cent get shot like 10 times or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But if he hadn't gotten shot 75 times, he would have died.
The number 75.
There's the math.
The number 75 does make my point look pretty difficult to prove.
She all right?
So,
she could.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that one. That seems a little bit excessive.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
There's another accused story coming in. I saw just the headline of this.
What do we got?
But Sylvester Stallone has been accused.
Is it Adrian?
And no, it was like a threesome or something.
He forced a teen into a threesome, a 16-year-old girl at a Las Vegas hotel in 1986. The unnamed teen told Vegas cops in July of 86 the Rocky star intimidated her in having sex with him and his bodyguard, Michael DeLuca, at the former Las Vegas Hilton Hotel where he was there shooting a movie.
Oh, a threesome of two guys.
Yeah, who's Devil this other threesome. Dude?
Mm-hmm. It's his bodyguard.
It's his bodyguard. If I was in L.A. right now, I would start a business with a fancy resort with a bunch of hotel rooms, much like the one Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein are staying in, and it would be just... You go here and hang out until the coast clears because everybody is getting fingers pointed in their direction. Sylvester Stallone is just the latest.
I mean, is it fingers pointed or is it stuff that should have been revealed years ago?
Well, I mean, it depends on what story. A lot of these are, well, you can't say should have been revealed years ago, but you can say a lot of these things are criminal acts that these people have done.
Ooh, the girl said that Stallone threatened to, quote, beat her head in, unquote, if she told anyone about the threesome.
And what was that?
And then laughed about it. 1986. Other guy's not alive anymore. He was killed in 2013.
Yeah. So he's just the latest to get caught up in all of this. Sylvester Stallone's name now in the mix. Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Junkie.
Sean Wasson.
Final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Thursday. And there is a press conference going on, or like an event going on. They expect Roy Moore to speak amid some new allegations against him. Two more women in a report, I think of the Washington Post this time, that have come forward. I would be blown away. I mean, it can happen, but I'd be blown away if at this point he said, all right, I'm out. You guys win. He's going to keep running with this is a witch hunt. This is a liberal-driven story. despite the fact that a lot of the women are Republicans who are accusing him of doing this. And a lot of this stuff is just things that are well known in the city. So if that happens before we wrap things up, we'll check it out. Let's get to your final dispatches in the meantime, because we're very short on time. Let's squeeze in some first timers. Here is Skeezer.
Sabrina, it's win to 200, 200, not win ta 200, 200.
I pulled this for a reason.
T-O is two, not ta.
Yeah, you're
love you.
Right. Love you too, but that's what I was told to do. Yeah.
We get these every once in a while where somebody goes, why is she saying ta? It's because some genius decided to pick 200, 200 as the texting short code, which sounds great until the script says text to 200, 200. Now you're like 200, 200. It confuses people.
And then they said, in the next round, you must say ta. Uh-huh. Must. Yeah. Even when I said two, send it back. I had to redo it.
Yeah, it says pronounce it this exact way.
Sir.
So it's not like she doesn't know how to say the word two. It's that because of the short code for the contest, they want her to say it that way. Here's Ask Holyo.
Sean, I have today's podcast title. Don't worry about it, bud. I got you back.
What is
today's
it?
Podcast title is Z-Lane Sucks at Posting Podcasts.
Oh, just as funny as when you texted it in.
Oh, he sent it both ways to you? You feel under attack over there?
No.
Not a lot of people who are angry about this. Just a very particular crew. Here's Spicy Tuna Roll.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Podcast listener. I'm a juvenile justice specialist, and I just wanted to comment on the show when you're talking about childhood trauma and stuff like that. Babies certainly can get PTSD. They can have adverse childhood experiences, and I can tell you that 99.9% of the kids who are getting in trouble, getting arrested, doing things like that, have some kind of attachment disorder because they never got attention from their parent or
right.
Parent was on drugs. Anyway, it happens very early on and it permanently damages them. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah. You ever see the, thank you, you ever see the Locked Up when it's kids? You know it's either that's happened to them or gangs have infiltrated the neighborhood. Those two things, not all of them, but the majority of kids who are behind bars under 18 have one of those two issues. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Seven stories, blah, 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 blah. We're short on time. Let's just get into it here. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Here we go. Today I Learned this thing.
Mario.
Super Mario.
Mario Brothers is correct. I'll take it. Even Super Mario, fine. Today I learned Koopas. The Koopas, the enemy guys in Super Mario.
Koopa.
They're based on Japanese myth creatures that hid in toilets to fondle women's butts while they went to the bathroom.
I'm not poo-poo.
They've come a long way from fondling bathroom butts to the screen and are the bad guys. Well, I guess they're still pretty evil in terms of the Super Mario world.
They ain't touching butts.
Today I learned the inventor of Tootsie Rolls committed suicide and left a note behind that simply said, I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it. It wasn't until a little while after that that the candy really, really took off and turned into a multi-million dollar empire. But yeah, it's named after his daughter Clara Tootsie is what he called her. But he said, sorry, I couldn't help it on his suicide note. Today I learned on this show right here.
Westworld. That's House incorrect. Of Cards.
Oh, nope, that's not right.
Matt. Stab.
Mad Men. Mad Men is correct. Mad Men, the actors, when they're smoking cigarettes, they're not actually allowed to smoke cigarettes because of some rules. They're smoking ecstasy herbal cigarettes, which is weird because I was pretty sure that they banned those too, right? Cloves?
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah, but that's kind of what they're smoking. The ecstasy herbal cigarettes is what they smoke on stage or while they're filming
the show.
Why
can't you smoke cigarettes on a set?
I don't know.
It's art.
They say you don't want actors smoking real cigarettes. They get agitated and nervous. I've been on sets where people threw up. They smoked so much. So I guess that's the problem. Today I learned EA, that's Electronic Arts, they charged real money for players to fill their tank with gas in the game Need for Speed No Limits.
Mm-hmm.
And then they charged way too much money for some Star Wars game or something.
People are pissed at EA right now.
How much was it supposed to cost? Because there's people asking for refunds. This is blown up in their faces.
It's either play for so many hours. They basically turned a game that you pay for into like a freemium game where you can pay to skip levels or whatever, like Candy Crush.
But it's a regular video game, not like an app on a phone.
Right.
And you have to pay a whole bunch of money to play it, I think.
I think so.
Taylor, in this show right here.
Vice.
No.
Batman.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale Rescue Vice. Rangers is correct. And there you go.
Shoes.
There's a Russian cult that worships the character Gadget from the 80s cartoon Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. I've done that a million times. I just wanted to play this song right here.
Rescue Rangers. Danger.
Secret Show 1 all over again. Redo of that song. Chip-themed thing. Today I learned Dallas on Elm Street, in Dallas on Elm Street, where JFK was shot, there is an actual X on the road. X marks the spot where JFK was shot.
I've seen it, standing on it.
A little morbid.
And they paved over it at one point in time on accident and then put it back because people got upset because they took it away. And finally, today I learned Charles Manson on his deathbed and the same record label as these guys.
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols is incorrect.
Better than Ezra.
They are patriotic. They are
All-American Rejects.
All-American Rejects is correct. I think he just got you on that one. Charles Manson and the All-American Rejects are currently signed to the same record label, which is weird company to have. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. You know what? We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by A Corporate Time with Tom and Dan, all right here on Real Radio.